Oh, really?
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than engaging in a sexual act that involves vomit.
Oh, God.
Wow.
There'll be time to discuss.
Wow. Well, we're better than that, and I stand by that.
Apparently there's already time to discuss.
No. If you wish to call in, the number is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. It is toll-free if you live in the United States and have a reasonable calling plan.
Nights and minutes free. That's why we have the show now.
Exactly. If you want to join us in our chat room, The Den Pen, you are listening on davinsden.com. Simply click chat and listen live. If you are listening on one of our great internet affiliates, simply minimize that station you're listening to. Don't close it. Just minimize it. Go to davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page and click chat and go. And I am your host who's stumbling through the first 20 seconds of the show, Davin Rosenblatt. And I blame this on Joe Curry, who's here on time because I'm thrown by his presence at the start of the show.
Traffic was light. It was pretty good.
They wanted you to be here.
They wanted me to be here.
And Trucker Tom just noticed that in all caps.
That's my phone.
I know. It sounds like a train is running through
That's
the
what
den.
It is. It's a train.
It's
Joe,
a
jump on the track.
Sorry about that. I'll get that later.
Anyway, take
obviously.
And, of course, Pip Helix, who's the master of the Den Pen.
The master.
Yes.
The mistress. Thank you.
The mistress of the Den Pen, whatever you are. Everybody's here on time. I'm so happy. Got a big show tonight. Big
yes.
show tonight. Joe's enjoying listening to his train noise. If it's juvenile, Joe is involved with it.
That's so true.
Later on, Joe will be throwing water balloons at the neighbor children.
Yeah.
That sounds... Yeah.
Yes.
On tonight's show, we'll be bringing back... We haven't done this... Probably since January of this year, beginning of this year, when Joe shared a very intimate story about him, a lady, and a leg that led to this conversation. Of course, the famous Boozier Floozy. And if you're in the chat room, you can play along. There's going to be stipulations, which we'll get into later on.
Yes.
And Pip Helix has come up with a punishment for the loser. That'll be between Joe and Pip, and we'll get into that later on. And we'll also be listening to the second half of my video chat with Scammer and Dick Eldorado's lady friend, Mavis
awesome.
Mills.
Yes.
Awesome.
So we'll get into that. But we got other things to talk about. Of course, it's not a week that goes by that I don't hear from Chase Visa.
Of course. Of course you don't.
With my situation with them in Local Splash. So the phone rings the other morning. I think it was Wednesday morning.
Right.
And I see it's them. And it's 8:45 in the morning. That's when they like to call me. They call early. And I don't really want to get the phone.
Right.
I'm kind of tired. I'm just kind of chilling. I'm still watching the news or whatever. And my wife's there. I'm like, I don't want to pick up. She's like, pick it up. I don't want to pick it up. Pick it up. She's like all giddy because now my wife looks forward to my conversations. She's a fan.
It's like the sorority house front desk. Your date's calling.
Oh, that's hilarious.
A cute boy's
pick
calling.
Pick it up. I want to listen.
No.
She loves it now.
That's funny.
It used to be I'm worried about our credit. Now it's like, oh, no. Have your fun. Let me listen. It's like almost the point where they call. I go, can you call later when my wife's home so she can listen?
Yeah, she really enjoys these phone calls.
So this woman was not as much fun. And quite frankly, I was not as much of a mood to talk. I was kind of tired and everything. And she's like, well, this is about. I go, yeah, I know what it's about. And she's like, well, you know, I'm like, well, you're not getting the money. I go, check your notes.
Right.
You know. Well, I see notes here. I go, yeah, but you need to read them and call me back. She didn't want to do that. So we'll call back in 10 days. I go, you do realize I have caller ID. As soon as I get tired of talking to you folks, game's over. I see it's you. I don't have to talk to you.
Right.
I just find you entertaining.
My wife finds me, on my side of the conversation, even more entertaining.
So it was short and not such an exciting conversation. But then, a day later, or 2 days later, Remember how I read that letter I got from Chase Visa about that signature card?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I never owned.
Right.
Which they're sending me a new one, which I never got.
Yes. Oh, no.
Well, now they did it with my other Chase account.
Oh, no.
I got the same letter for my other Chase credit card because I had the BP Chase, which I still have.
Right.
Which was for BP Gas, and the Chase Freedom card.
Oh, no.
So now it's the same letter, and now, so both accounts, they are just all sorts of screw. Joe looks puzzled. What's the matter, Joe?
They're a bank, one of the biggest banks in the world.
Don't you feel comfortable?
It's like you're dealing with a Kool-Aid stand.
No, I think a kid knows what he's doing. I think the big red pitcher knows has a better handle.
I'm flabbergasted. How stupid are they?
They are morons. They are morons. And they're talking about, like, so initially when she called, they had knocked off some money from the last time because they were reopening the investigation.
Yes.
And now with this on the other card, they've knocked off the rest of the money. So now, of course, I owe nothing. Of course, that'll change and there'll be fees and everything.
So now you owe nothing.
Again.
Okay.
Because they keep on reopening and making up credit cards I don't have.
So they're giving you, they're reopening the account and just minusing the money?
Well, yeah, they're going to credit me so they can look into it again for the millionth time.
What's the point? They
don't understand.
I need to write this off.
But on a business standpoint,
well, you've been over it.
It's stupid. How much was the bill for?
Initially $300 or $400.
And it's probably cost them $1,000 in their time to dispute this.
Well, plus the fact that I constantly tell them, you're never going to get this money.
And why is that surprising?
I can't be more clear.
You know,
there's no. It's like I say, I go, there's nothing you can do to me. I have over 800 credit. The wife has over 800 credit. I'm not looking to buy anything right now anyway. And what are you going to do? Knock it down to 7? I'll be fine.
Yeah, really. I don't think that they wouldn't even knock it down to 7.
No, it's like we're going to be okay.
You know what Chase reminds me of? That movie, Better Off Dead, mm-hmm. when that newspaper kid was looking to get paid, and throughout the I want my $2.
Oh yeah,
I want my $2. That's like Chase Bank.
It is
with this stupid thing.
So now here's the good news, because they'll be calling in a few days.
You're getting another card.
No, but I have now thought about how I will elevate my shenanigans, because now they get the same treatment I give our scammers. They are here They are here for my amusement and, of course, all of our.
I was going to say, I think that's a little rough.
No. So now, when they call, and they will, because every 10 days they tell me, really, don't tell me your schedule.
because then I know exactly when to be looking for it.
Exactly. But now I have a plan to up the game and perhaps raise the discomfort on their level. So I look forward to bringing that to you folks, hopefully next week.
Mm.
You know, fingers crossed that Chase calls when I'm home. Fingers crossed. And next week we're going to be interviewing a comedian who had had issues with a Bank of America credit card, and has had fun in some collection agency's expense. So we're gonna his name is Dan Whitehurst, and we're gonna talk to him next week on the show.
Awesome,
because I think people kind of like it when you stick it to the man.
Yeah, I like to stick it to the man.
It's just when they're sticking them to themselves, you know.
That's a different type of video.
Yeah.
I think these are all different sections in the store.
Yeah.
it's ridiculous.
It is.
You're a bank. You don't know what you're doing. You're one of the biggest banks in the world.
I know. And not only do they not seem to know what they're doing, because these are embarrassing letters that he's getting with, you know, about accounts he never even had in the first place.
They got the right account numbers, but they don't have the right card.
Right. Well, that's what I mean.
It's what are you guys doing over there?
The errors that they're making. But the other thing is that they're, you know, and they know that they're making them.
No, they don't. They clearly don't.
No, but they're admitting. They're admitting some of the errors. Like, oh yeah, we've heard that these people are fraudulent before.
Yeah.
It's like, well, then stop letting them charge.
Do you realize you're making more headway with two people in Benin and Ghana than you're making with a national institution?
Should I offer them a yak, Joe?
He might take it, but I think we're going
to begin. I might have to get my lawyer, Michael McQuaid, on the phone. I knew when they were calling.
The only problem is I'm going to get a call. Yeah, Dav, what is it? Get up here right now. Why? There's a steak truck filled with farm animals in front of my house. The wife is freaking out. The neighbors are looking out the window. Get up here. What did you tell them?
They're unloading yaks.
You know what? We might have to call them.
Hmm.
You might have to call as my lawyer to discuss this matter.
Dude, it's your credit rating. I mean, the other way around, who cares?
I'm not worried.
Wait till I get done.
I'm not worried. Because if they ever complain, I'll be like, well, you guys made yourselves a fool a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. But you're going to have to say that you are recording it or doing it live on the radio. We'll see. All right.
We could still do the call.
You're going to have to see here because I'm the guy on the phone.
No, yeah. Michael McClinton is. I didn't know you had still loyalty.
Well, me as him.
Well,
that's also fraud, too.
His loyalty to staying out of jail. That's what his loyalty is.
Yeah, you'll have to bring in Audacity to tape me during visiting days for my parts.
You think we'd keep you on if you were a jelly?
I'd call in.
It would really be.
One call. Did you call your wife? No, I called into the show. Tuesday night.
It's a Tuesday night.
I got to call the show. From the den pen.
Yeah.
In the pen.
The official den pen.
The den pen in the pen.
Hey, turns out we got a fan. Oh, really, Joe? Yeah, he's right behind me. He's right up in me.
Yeah. Listen to you kids.
He's treating me like a puppet.
Don't drop anything in C-block.
No, finally, Joe would have something interesting to talk about at the beginning of the show.
Stop it.
Oh, no, he totally would.
So how's your dating life? So we'll see. I will have shenanigans for them next week, or this week when they call, if I'm still home.
Well, the chat, the den pen is saying that they are one of the most shady banks around. And Trucker Tom says, you let Joe talk to them, they're tripping your balance still.
No, what? The account's closed. Who cares? They can make it $1 million. They're not getting it.
Never.
And the thing is, you know, recording. Yes, I'm telling you, you're not getting it.
Did I say it clearly enough for your recording?
You are never, ever, ever getting this money from me. This is your money. You're the one who paid them after I told them there was an issue. I didn't.
Right. This is your error. Yeah. Eat it.
Hey, you continue to make more error. And that's the thing. They pass you around. You can never talk to the same person twice. Even when you get into management, they pass you off to legal. Legal's like, this isn't our department. You know, remember, I'm the one who say, you know, where we got this myth, not to recap too much because then I want to move on. This myth, you know, we can't, you know, the credit cards, we can't listen to audio. Okay. Sure. This is news to me after you helped me get the audio. Show me this in the credit card agreement where you can't do it. I didn't get that. I got a letter goes, we can't listen to that. That's not going to cut it.
On a minor note, I'm going through AOL. I haven't had a chance to call AOL, but they're still looking for me from a year 3 months behind. I shouldn't be paying at all. It's a free service. I'm calling them telling
not
me
that for you.
Not for you.
I've been paying like an idiot, and finally I changed my credit cards over, and they're going, you know, it's been 3 months.
Did you cancel the service with them?
No.
That's what you got to do.
You got to do that, Joe. Yeah. They're not wrong.
That should not be a surprise.
Yeah. It's like free if like you use it through Cablevision, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But it's not. But yeah, we used to pay for it too. But you cancel it, Joe.
Back in the day. Yeah. You have to let them know.
Yeah, it's interesting how you usually wind up on the wrong when he seems so right on these issues. Like when Joe brought us the scam, where he got this thing that his family member is in trouble, and I raised the point. Well, Joe, I hope you told your family about this, and he hadn't done that yet.
No, I called my wife and told my wife to do it.
Yeah, after
that day. No.
Well, that's not what he said on the show, was it?
I seem to remember there was more of a delay.
Yeah.
But I don't remember
how
much.
When I saw it, I told my wife that morning that I saw it.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
Yeah, she's probably freaking out.
It.
Did you tell her it was fraud? I go, hey, you might want to get on the horn.
Yeah, you might want to tell people not to respond to this.
Everybody's trying to bail out his stupid aunt or niece or whatever the hell
it was.
I know.
When does Aunt Ruth go to Morocco? What the hell is this?
Yeah, right.
They're not really in the wrong AOL on this because you have to be proactive and cancel it, Joe. It's not just because it's free for everybody else, it's free for me. No. Doesn't work that way. You know, other people steal cable. If you want to steal too, you have to do something to initiate that.
No, AOL's been a free service.
Because we canceled the pay service. When you pay for AOL, you get other things. You get like tech support and stuff like that. That the free service doesn't provide.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well,
I've been busy.
AOL's been trying to get in contact with you, Joe.
I know, but I work for a slave driver who's keeping me busy for 7 hours a week doing stuff, so it's
tough. But you got to sell toilets. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. People still need them.
Yeah, what are you going to do, Joe? Not everybody's going to pop a squat outside like I am. So, you guys don't have kids, but you used to be a teacher, right?
Yes.
Really? You're a teacher?
She's had like a bunch of...
I was like, remember...
You molded young minds?
And now she ruins old ones.
Isn't that frightening?
There you go.
Isn't that frightening? And some of those people are adults now, and God only knows what they're doing to society. Yeah, no, I did mold young minds for a little while.
So anyway, so my kid's going through the school system here, and I don't want to get how PO'd I am about that. Because if the wife ever listens to the show, but she won't.
But if she did.
But here's my thing. Last year, my daughter would come home from music class. What were you doing in music? She'd get music like once a week. Just like we had, maybe once, twice a week.
Yeah.
You know? We watched TV in music class. That annoyed me. Because music's not really the type of thing where you have to watch TV.
Well, what were they watching?
Describe watch TV.
Like movies, cartoon movies.
They're watching cartoon movies in music class?
That was my reaction.
Yeah. Yes. Wait. Hold on a second, though. Do you remember how Bugs Bunny used to have these awesome soundtracks? They had classical music and all kinds of different forms of music.
If that was part of the lesson plan, but if they just watch a TV.
Well, listen, I can make our nonsense sound helpful if I wanted to. Doesn't mean it is.
No. I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, there were times where, I or other people had creative lesson plans where if you just said, played music.
Once or twice throughout the year, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Maybe the end of the year or right before the holiday break.
If it wasn't part getting to a teaching point.
I don't know if my daughter was going to know the point.
She may not. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you know what? If my daughter doesn't know the point, then you as the teacher are kind of missing the point. The whole point is to educate. If the kid doesn't know the point, then we're just watching cartoons.
You're supposed to have an objective for the lesson plan.
Yeah, the teacher did have an objective to goof off. That's an objective.
That's a problem.
That's an objective I understand.
Right.
Not really copacetic with my beliefs.
And it wasn't a sub?
No. I understand when substitutes come in. I get that. I was a kid.
Yeah, I know.
And now I guess they're also doing these other things. I don't know if it's just for knitting or for some other stuff, but they're having them like learn these lessons on YouTube videos.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Like,
I guess like how to knit or whatever the hell it was, Joe. I don't know what it was. But the point is, you know what? How about the teachers teach?
Yeah.
The kids watch enough damn TV. My point is, I feel that the computers have moved. When I was going through school, computers were just coming into fashion and everything. You had computer labs and everything. You'd go once a week or anything, and it was an enhancement tool.
Yes.
I feel now that the technology is being used as a crutch instead of quality teaching. I still feel the best teaching comes from a teacher. Call me crazy.
No, I mean they're good. It's good to use other tools because you have to break it up a little bit. Because just always doing lab or always doing lecture or always working from the book, you want to break it up and approach the subject from different ways. And sometimes learning comes from a surprising source. Like I was just saying, off the top of my head, Trucker Tom is singing "Kill the Wabbit" in the chat room.
But Kill the Wabbit.
That's an interesting way of introducing kids to classical music or opera, because Bugs Bunny had an awesome soundtrack.
A lot of parents would not want their kids watching Bugs Bunny, though. It's very violent.
It ruled.
Compared to, like, you know, what are the games that are out there now?
Yeah, but these are 5 and 6 year olds. And
sure.
You know, my kid's not playing Mortal Kombat or, you know, whatever.
They can stomach it.
Warcraft or whatever the hell those kids are playing today. That's my kid's not playing
Grand
the Cupids and the Ms. Pac-Man.
Holy smokes, Retro
Grand
Boy.
Grand Theft Auto, I like that.
That's a game.
I know it is.
It's a game that I use in my act. I do, it's part of, but whatever. But yeah, I got a real issue. And then I guess, you know, in New York, I don't know if it's everywhere, but in New York, you have something called the core curriculum, which you have to teach.
Yes.
So my kid's in this pie program, which I don't really think is really pie, at least not what I was sold of. It's a BS pie. But
maybe it's more like a cake.
Yeah, it might be the cake program.
It's a piece of cake.
So they're teaching them all these theories and everything, or at least they're supposed to be.
Theories of what?
Like math and whatever, you know, teach them how to, you know, whatever. Right. It's an alternative method of teaching.
Right.
Fine. Not my thing. I think it's a bunch of hippie crap, but whatever.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much. But whatever. I'm not going to get into the whole thing. Here's my issue, though.
Okay.
They have to take these core curriculum tests, and it's on a computer. So they've been doing, like, all this theory stuff. And why is a test on a computer? These are 6-year-olds, 5-year-olds. They need to know how to write the number 5 instead of punching in the number 5.
Well, I'm sure that they teach them how to write, so they're taking the test on a computer.
Yeah, but you know what? They're used to doing the problems, writing it. Don't give them a test on a computer, then.
Well, I mean, I'm not looking at it. I don't know.
She doesn't know how to use a damn keyboard. She's not on the keyboard often typing.
But that's how she's learning.
No, she's learning non-computer. So she learns the theory non-computer, you know, in class.
And then they test them on the computer?
So for the core curriculum.
It's their first exposure to it?
It's not their... I mean, I guess some parents expose their kids to the computer more.
Yeah, but they don't expose them to them in the classroom is what I'm asking.
At least not all of it.
Well, yeah.
Mom's having trouble on the test?
So she's slower.
Yeah.
So she was like, kick it. She knows the math,
yeah.
But she's slower on the computer. So, you know, is she slow? But like, she was on top of the class last year.
Wow.
So it's like... You know what? Get the computer. Listen, they're 5 and 6. They don't need the computers now. They need the fundamentals.
Yes.
They need the addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. There's time for the computers. The computers are in the classroom. They shouldn't be taking tests on computers.
Well, you know, not knowing the whole situation, because I can imagine that there are some let me just divert for a second. There was a time where I was substitute teaching, and there was a music test, and the teacher was out and had no backup lesson plans for if there was a sub, and didn't give me the keys to the closets where they had their instruments. They couldn't even practice. There was nothing for these kids to do. So I made it a study hall. You know, that's what you have to do. Some of the kids had nothing to do. No, they had no homework. They had no work to work on. And I mean,
make paper footballs and you have a good time.
That's exactly what we did. They made paper
airplanes. But you're talking about substitution role. It's different.
But I'm just saying.
Nobody expects anything out of the substitute except for nobody to lose an eye.
But if they're but like I said, we're kind of sketchy on some things. If they're learning to do the math without the aid of a computer, it's building their mind on the fundamentals of math.
I guess like this year, it might have been last year, we didn't know about it last year because the communication is not optimum between teachers and us.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. Like when we were growing up, like mm-hmm. a kid, you had homework and you wrote down in your notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you knew the homework. You hope for the best with the kid. Last year, in addition to this, the teacher would put on her website what the kids were supposed to do. And everything. So anyway.
The teacher would put on her website.
Oh yeah, that's what we got
on her website.
Oh yeah, they do that.
It's all computerized
now.
You go to the website.
Sure.
It's just assuming that everybody has a computer. I guess everybody does.
Pretty much.
But you know, so like they do extra work. Like there's extra math problems that my kid can do on the computer now.
Right.
But still, from what I see, the classwork and the homework, except for the extra work, which they're supposed to do every night, but it's extra work, they're doing without the computer. And last year she wasn't on the computer for math.
Sometimes when there's a jump and somebody's doing something different, not that she has any, you know, scholastic or learning disabilities, because she clearly doesn't. But I mean, some kids and some adults are just better visual learners. Some have to, you know, get their hands dirty and do it.
Here's the thing: my kid was better in the traditional curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more the straightforward stuff that the three of us probably went through,
right.
But most people go through.
Yes.
My wife got sold a bill of goods, which I never really believed in, but got forced down. I'm like, fine, whatever. Mm. I'm going to pick my battles. If you think this, I knew my kid learned well in the other thing. Because my kid is very goal oriented. She's kind of like me. She likes to, you know, okay, this is what I'm learning and this is the reward. This is the payoff, which is what a traditional curriculum is.
But if I can interrupt, I think learning the computer, doing things on a computer, if she's goal oriented, somebody the goal oriented goes, all right, this is what they got me doing now. I'm going to learn how to master it.
But that's traditional. But that's traditional.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not learning that. She's like learning more of an abstract type of way. Like they were teaching him how to add and subtract last year.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Like just a method, like they discouraged from using fingers.
Right.
And I was like, well, you can use your fingers? What the hell? I learned on my fingers.
Oh, I never learned on my fingers.
You know, we used to have flashcards. There's no flashcards.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, but oh, yeah. Oh, I was horrible.
But flashcards are useful.
They are.
Yeah, but they are.
There are different levels of understanding, and I think that, I mean, when kids are that young, a lot of the times, I mean, the basic unit of understanding is knowledge, and that's just rote memory.
Let me give you an example of what's going on in my kid's class. So she gets homework. There's addition on there, subtraction. All right, she's a second grader. Multiplication,
mm-hmm.
and long division.
What?
Parents are freaking out.
Wow.
We're like, what the heck? She doesn't.
They're doing long division?
Well, there's also third graders in the class. That's part of pi. So you got like two classes in there. But nobody told the parents who was for what, or the kids. So that night, everybody was stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
This is the lack of communication. I'm just like, I can't.
Oh, that's not great.
No. So.
That's not great.
Did you have parent teacher night?
Yeah, it'll be in a couple of weeks.
you're writing down some notes?
But you know what? This happened last year. I'd hate last
to be the
year.
Teacher for this parent teacher conference.
This happened last year before I spoke to the teacher. But the thing is, I guess what pi is supposed to be and what this is, are not the same. And it's not really, because what pi is, and then we'll go on to something interesting. Well, hopefully. What pi is, it's supposed to be geared towards each individual student.
Well, sure.
You know, which you can't really do in the regular class
mm-hmm.
as much. I mean, there's certainly, you can, but you can't. But it's supposed to be geared to each individual's strengths and weaknesses and help them, and the older one's supposed to help the younger ones. That's what pi is supposed to be, which sounds awesome.
I was just going to say, it sounds like it's a peer interactive program.
Sounds great. Here's the problem. Because they've closed the school this past year, there is now 24 kids in this teacher's class. She has no assistant. 25 kids. She has no assistant, and she's supposed to do pi? It's impossible.
You can't do it because
you can't.
You just said that your daughter's getting frustrated because she knows the fundamentals of math, but once she gets on a computer, she, you know, she gets frustrated. She's getting frustrated. Now, the core purpose of this is to help them along, personalized, to help them along. If the kid is getting frustrated because there's not a teacher's aide to help them, this isn't working.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And, you know, it's like, well, let's look on the bright side on this situation. And there is a bright side.
Good.
It was not me that recommended Pi. I went kicking and screaming to it. I'm like, she, no.
This is the bright side for you.
Because in kindergarten with the traditional program, she likes school.
Yeah.
She does not like it as much now. But they closed the school that she'd be in, which she loved. So it's just, so we need to move back to Jersey. But anyway.
No, that is a problem.
All right, enough of that. Joe, what's going on with you?
My wife's in a cast. She's got a foot cast.
Oh. What did you do?
That's the proper question.
So listen.
Oh, my God.
Most men punch a woman in an eye, Joe will step on a foot.
No, she wound up, she's got like an arthritic condition, and she's got brittle bones. So she tells me, she goes, I think I broke a bone in my toe. I think I broke my toe. And I'm like, well, you'd be screaming in pain if you did. Well, I have a lot of pain. So she goes to the doctor, and she calls me yesterday, and she goes, well, the doctor, I broke my toe. I go, the doctor tell you that? And she goes, well, no, but the MRI, he thinks you did. I go, either you broke your toe or you didn't.
Yeah, really. This is not a good doctor if you can't tell.
Yeah, but finally she goes there and he goes, yeah, they said that I broke my toe, so they have to put her in this big gray cast that she could wear. She could take it off when she dries.
But gray?
It's gray. This ugly gray cast. $300 you had to pay for this thing.
Oh my
That's
God.
The thing Joe's concerned about. Yeah. $300!
$300! Come here.
Damn you, Obamacare!
Give me some masking tape and a popsicle.
Walk it off!
Walk it off. Flip it off!
But she finally got the thing last night. She's walking around like Frankenstein in it, you know?
So compassionate.
But
in time for the holidays.
But she goes. I don't want to wear this thing. And I go. You have to wear it. The doctor told you. You have to wear this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen if I don't? Your toe's not going to get better.
Yeah.
She goes. Well, could they amputate the toe? And I told her, yeah. I told her, yeah.
Hold on. Let me stop you.
Whoa.
If that happens, can we do it on the show?
No.
Oh, come on. You're no fun.
But I told her. I go. Yeah. So I finally had it. I go. Yeah. They're going to amputate your toe. And what they're going to do is they're going to bring some guy who thinks he's an old Civil War doctor called Doc with a big wristy saw, and he's going,
did you recommend leeches?
Yeah, right.
Suck the toe
right away.
So then she goes, well, I don't like this thing. It's ugly. I go, he doesn't want you to walk the runways of Milan in it.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Stupid toe.
Here's how messed up their relationship is. Mm-hmm. Joe is now the voice of reason.
I was going to say, go get an old kid's sticker book.
Put some flowers on it, Joe. Do something.
Well, here's the deal. I'm trying to find I'm trying to find compassion because, as you know,
because it's hard to find inside your body.
Well, as everybody knows, my marriage is not doing very well.
Right.
Okay. Well, you're part of it.
I know. Well, yeah, I am. But I'm trying to make it better. I'm trying to make it better.
You're working hard.
I'm working hard. So when my mother-in-law passed away in February, and I was there for my wife, but I felt like afterwards I wasn't there as much as I really should be. I have a lot of guilt about that.
Oh.
But there are a lot of things in my mind counteracting that. You know, it's just a weird situation, but I feel I wasn't a good person to her, and I started to try to be a good person with her. So with the whole casting, I'm trying to be a better person, be more quite cold today. How's your foot and stuff like that?
That was nice.
Right, you know. But, you know, I feel bad, you know, but she'll just drive me nuts with the cast.
Tom says you must have a really hard ass.
But it's, you know,
I mean, look, I think you're being a good husband. You're trying. You're trying.
I'm trying. I mean, I still have a lot of weaknesses, but I'm trying to be a
comedy,
good husband.
Comedy, music,
yes.
Radio.
Yes.
No, man, you're doing the right thing. She's being foolish.
Yeah, I go, you've got to wear this thing. Because, you know, she goes, well, I have, it's osteoporosis that she has. And what happened was, is that, you know, because of the medication that she was taking for her arthritis affected her bones and stuff like
right.
that. But the problem with my wife is, see, I have a problem with my wife because it's Joanne's affliction of the week.
She's a hypochondriac?
She's a hypochondriac to the third power. Every
could it just be that you make her sick?
Maybe. But at least I would know the reason.
Yes, leave.
Sure.
Leave.
I know. But
all right.
I'll line up an RX for that next year. But nonetheless. But
spoiler alert.
Yeah, right. No,
it's going to cost him too much stuff. knock Akumi's door. You got room for another?
Bachelor pad.
All of a sudden, it's the odd couple.
Yeah.
Poor and rich.
Me, aunt, and a little kitten leopard.
Kat's the only likable person in that house.
But it's, you know, so she's in this, and I'm trying to just put the thing up, but it's tough because every week there is some new affliction.
My mother was like that. And it was really hard to work up some enthusiasm or sympathy for whatever ailment she had that week. And so when she had, like, real things, we're like, yeah, whatever. Because she would take it to the extreme. Like, my dad had heart problems.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she'd be like, oh, my chest hurts. And it would escalate to the point where we're, like, calling an ambulance. They're dragging her off. And she had heartburn. You know? And it's like, really? Really? We had the ambulance here? We took you to the ER because you hypochondriac. You had heartburn?
And at the time, she was, she was going through this thing with her toe. My doctor adjusted my medicine, apparently, and for the past week, over a week, I was having a bout of horrendous low blood sugar every day.
Oh, no.
To the point where I was really getting anxiety when it's going to hit, and sure enough, it would hit. And he had to pull me off of medication, but she's like, I think I broke my toe, and my dog, oh, really? I see my mom and Jesus waving me on in. All right? You know, I'm not really sympathetic here.
Jesus? You think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well,
what
Jewish.
Color was he wearing?
No, I'm he's saying, like a, I'm it has nothing to do with religion. Well, I think you're wearing the right color for where you're going to be. Joe's wearing red.
What, Larry's going to be there? A little pitchfork?
little devil. Little devil.
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact.
Good, you can beat the house MC when you get here.
Joe, I'm glad to see you here in hell, but you forgot to bring the backdrop. Well, Steve, I thought it was going to burn. I do not care. Do not tell me it will burn.
It's in court fire. You'll never work by the River Styx again.
I heard Chantal Talent is booking a ship on the River Styx.
Inside comedy.
Things that nobody knows about.
Yes.
I don't even know what they're talking about.
Because you didn't last long enough.
No, I didn't.
There's three people laughing their balls off right now, trust me.
I didn't.
Which is another affliction Joanne had. Yeah. She lost her balls.
Aware.
Joseph, I lost my balls.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. But the band.
They're probably in the purse with mine.
Saturday night was really good. Race Odyssey, we played for the first time with the full electric unit.
No, I saw you didn't have the little blonde with you. What happened with that?
What happened with her was that
they had a new lead singer.
Yeah.
We had. Well, she
saw the pictures. Yeah,
Kimmy, really sweet girl. What happened with her is she tentatively joined a band. Now, she was in front of fronting another band who really wasn't taking stuff seriously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they were goofing around. Once she saw the pictures of Kimmy with us, they freaked out and said, we're going to get serious and blah, blah, blah.
So she's with McClinton now.
No. Well, she decided to stay with her guys. But the good part is that if it made them get serious, then if
you can get it for $12 a month.
Yeah. If we were a catalyst on that, then that's cool. She's a really sweet girl, so we wish her well and stuff like that.
So who's singing?
We got Chris White is singing, Johnny's singing a little bit, and our drummer sings backups.
Are we going to be getting a CD at any point?
We could be. We're going, you know.
Yes or no, Joe, is not a difficult thing.
Well, maybe not. I got to see what I got in my drawer at home. You know, but we are going in the studio in the new year. We're recording.
Well, for the prize pack, which you will have some Rotka.
I got to see if I get a Rotka. A Race Odyssey T-shirt.
Well, that's a good T-shirt.
I got a Race Odyssey, brand new Race Odyssey T-shirt.
Oh, well, is it something nice. I would wear proudly?
You probably would. Yes.
Did Johnny design it?
It's based on one of the old designs. But
Johnny's got a good eye for that.
He really does.
He does.
Huh.
He really does.
You know, when you shop at Mandy's, you get inspired. And Johnny Race is
No, he was always good with that. And the logo was better than the McClinton logo, tell you the truth.
I like your logo. I told you, I wore that shirt to
Iraq.
That's
not saying
I know. We got it on our website. But you went to Iraq, you know?
Thank God my dreams paid off. Finally, I made it to the Race Odyssey website.
There you go. Work hard, it'll happen. But the band, we had such a good time. Because the whole thing was, for at least me, Chris, and John, being in McClinton, I mean, it was an up and down roller coaster ride,
yeah.
You know, and we merged the bands. We merged because we were the 2011. We had this festival we were playing, and then suddenly we merged with McClinton. It was up and down. Things fell apart. Blah 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 blah. So Chris and I were going to start to get a project together beginning of the year. January, Chris wasn't ready. March, he was. We didn't know what John was doing. John left McClinton in May, and everything just fell together, and we got Mike, our drummer, is incredible, and Gary, our bass player, is great, and we were just so happy to play. I haven't had so much fun. This is Rock Gun included. I haven't had so much fun playing in years. It was one of the most fun gigs I've ever done. We had such a good time.
That's fantastic.
So we're going to be playing in December. I'll, you know, when we get close to that, I'll announce the date. But
but it won't get to the point where I get irritated with you.
Not really. No, I mean, good. It's one of those things.
I'd hate to have to take you to pick a bar.
I'll tell you why, because with McClinton, everything was sketchy, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. We're so anti that now. We're going to play gigs. We'll book gigs. We're getting together to rehearse. We're going to be doing a CD, but it's nothing. We got so burnt out with that stuff that you were complaining about that it's no way or any form or any shape.
I wasn't complaining about that. I was complaining about you.
But still, all the things that went along with it.
Yeah.
Which we all went through. It wasn't just me.
No.
It was everybody. So with the band back, we were going back to what we planned to do. We were going to do a CD. We're not going to tour.
Do we need
to
do a VH1 Behind the Music Race Odyssey?
I think we do.
Between 2011 and 2012, you heard really good stuff there. But it was a great gig.
Somebody needs to die in a bus crash, and then we can do it.
Yeah.
Somebody's got an OD.
Yes. We can work on that. But, yeah, but for everybody, I can do that. But, for everybody came there, thank you for everybody that came there. We had a great time. And we have a video. We do. We close with a cover of Kiss's Cold Gin. And we have it up on Facebook. I have it on my page. So check that out. We really did a great job with it.
Good.
Awesome.
What about you, Helix?
Well, I have a problem with my neighbor.
Sure they have a problem with you.
Well, they do now.
Uh-oh. Would you key their car?
No, you know.
Does Chase live next door to you?
This is just, suburban problems.
Okay.
Suburban problems.
Trayvon Martin had a suburban problem, a little different than yours.
Very different. No, it's a friggin' tree. There's an oak tree that grows between our
properties.
They
usually do.
It's huge. It's beautiful.
We're still talking about a tree, right?
Yeah. That's right. That's what I started with. Yeah, there's an oak tree, and it's big, it's beautiful. It seems really healthy to me. I'm no horticulturalist or whatever, an arborist, but it looks beautiful. Well, the older lady that lived next door to us with her husband, now every night since Sandy, she's looking out the window and seeing if the wind is blowing and afraid that the tree is going to come down and crush her in her sleep in the house.
You can only hope.
She's a nice enough lady.
Just put an arrow this way.
Trees listen.
Yeah.
Well, we're kind of not exactly sure. They were supposed to put stakes in the ground when we bought our house where the survey lines were.
Right.
I don't know where the friggin' stake went in the front, so I have no idea where exactly the property line is and whether that's our tree or theirs or if it's right down the middle. But the husband came to us first, and this was months ago, and he was kind of sniffing around like, my wife's afraid of that tree.
It's been saying shit.
Can we take...
It's been looking at us.
You know. I don't like the way that knot hole's looking at me.
You know.
The squirrels are rubbing their little paws together. Something's up.
Every time I open the window, you know.
There's people like that. They're called Wiccans.
What do you mean?
Wiccans like idolize trees and everything, so they probably talk to them.
Yeah, they're not scared shit of them.
Yeah, they're not.
Well, I don't know. If it's an evil forest, maybe they are. They're witches, after all.
Evil forest.
Sure, there's terrible forests out there.
This is just the evil forest of one.
Not a forest. It starts with just one. And then they fornicate somehow, and they spread their seed. And 300 years later, you have an evil forest. This is where it starts. You need to stop that oak tree in its tracks.
Right, because right now it's a foray. But then, with fornication, it'll be a forest.
God.
See the logic? No, how could I miss it?
It's 2 feet away.
Science! So he came over and he was like, oh, she's afraid of the tree. She wants to cut down the tree.
First of all, let's stop it right there.
She's afraid of the
first
tree.
You know it sucks for that guy.
Oh,
because you know, she told him what he was going
to
do.
Get over there. Go to the Helix house. Bang in their torch.
And he's just like, do I have to? Can I rub your feet?
No.
Can we see a show?
No.
Can I take you out?
No.
I really don't want to go over there about a tree, honey.
Kill the tree.
Look at that oak. It's staring at us, telling us, screw you. Get over there.
Can I just sleep on the couch?
No.
Fine. I'll tell him about the tree.
To the Helix house now.
I don't want to talk to the crazy man. I'll talk to the crazy woman. So, you know, well, Neil's always sort of like, he kind of like goes with the flow. So it's not like he's like, I definitely feel this way or that way about it. Basically, I talk to the neighbors about stuff. So the guy comes over to me and he's like, you know, she's afraid of it. You know, we should knock down the tree. And the the kicker is, this tree is so massive they'd have to bring a crane, and for safety reasons, the company with the crane said they would have to come up on our driveway in order to be able to take down this tree. Well, now, looks like the balls of my court.
I see a spite de-treeing.
Well, now they would have to get permission from me to bring the crane onto my property.
So nobody, but you guys can't find out whose tree it is. You just go to, like, the town.
You want to know something? If they're going to spend all this money to take the damn thing down, could somebody come in and take a look at it and see if this tree is healthy and could stay?
Well, now here's what I'm reading in between the lines. The guy that came and talked to them was like, he said he doesn't want to take it down either. And
it's, really?
Yeah. So basically,
tree lover.
And who is this?
It starts with hugging.
It's, you know, like a tree company. Yeah.
And did he say because the tree's healthy?
She wouldn't say that outright, but she slipped, and she made me think that he's like, there's no reason to take it down. And I'm like, it's perfectly healthy. The roots are taking up my lawn. Really, old lady, what are you doing? Playing touch football out there a lot?
Well, you know what? Listen, if it's on her property, she can do what she wants.
Yeah,
why
the
doesn't
only way she can do it is to come on my property.
I don't think you can get a court order for that type of thing.
Do you have to pay any money for this?
Well, first we said, let's keep the thing alive. We'll plant it
in a cup and put it inside.
we'll split the cost of having it pruned so that it's not so top heavy.
Right.
And when the storms come, it'll be less likely.
Right.
They'll check it out. They'll prune the dead wood out of it. It'll be fine.
I do that from time to time with this show.
It blossoms.
And so...
Joe just blossomed like a flower. A gay flower.
A gay flower.
That was gay.
Yeah, that was pretty balletic.
There's anything wrong with that.
No,
there's a little something wrong with being a gay flower. You friggin' petunia.
So now I'm feeling like I'm evil. I'm the evil neighbor. Because I said to her husband... Yeah, well, we don't want the tree down, so you have to come onto our property to cut it down, I'm kind of going to say no. So I told him this months ago, and he was kind of like, poor bastard, trudged off like, oh, great.
I don't want to go. Can you tell her?
This is the news I'm going to have to bring him ass. So nothing happens. I guess they figure, well, you know, look, if Sandy didn't blow it over, the thing is staying. Right?
Maybe they'll just do it while you're sleeping.
No, they probably won't do that. But the thing is now, I have a garage sale, so I'm a sitting duck in the driveway. And these people were coming around canvassing for some local politician. They go next door and they're like, blah, blah, we just talked to your neighbor. Oh, yes, she's sitting out there, sitting duck in the driveway, having a garage sale. So here comes the wife. I can't leave because I've got customers. I would
put your husband in an oak tree suit. Yeah, what's your problem, lady?
And then fall on her.
Now, I'm sitting there.
Let's get to the root of this.
You just couldn't leave that joke alone.
Oh,
you have to go.
You guys are really out
Bridge
on a limb
far.
With those jokes.
Wouldn't you know it?
Now I'm with you. Now mine with you. Really? Didn't you just see what happened?
I think we just soiled the show.
As long as we don't step in it.
I just saw my pants. So she comes over, and now the entire time that we're having the conversation, well, I'm kind of like, well, I don't know. If Sandy didn't knock it over, I'm thinking it's going to stand. Meanwhile, I'm like, you son of a bitch. If you fall over and crush this old lady, I am dead.
Yeah, I'm the
only one keeping it from, you know, keeping them from knocking it down. You better fucking stand until I'm dead.
Really? You had a heart-to-heart with the tree, did you?
I did.
Now who's the crazy lady?
In the time, the tree
gets along with Pip.
Does it really?
Yes, it does.
I don't think it does.
It does.
The branches and the sparrows talk to each other. They're going to fall
in Pip's
house.
I'm the only thing keeping that thing standing.
You think it's really pleased with cats trying to climb it all day, Joe? Do you think a tree wants to tolerate that?
It's an advocate for it living.
Yes. I'm the only one backing up
the broad across the street wants it out of
here. Maybe it wants to commit suicide. Maybe it's had enough. Maybe it doesn't want to live near you. Maybe it's tired of your horde and your flock of cats.
Is that why it kept trying to reach for that saw?
Yes.
It wants to commit tree Harry Carey.
Harry Tree.
Harry Tree.
Hi, welcome to the barrel.
Hello, barrel.
We've been waiting.
Well, wow, it's just like the oak. It's made of wood. Glad to be here. And we're out. Stuck my toe in. That's enough of that.
The worst part was while I'm standing there you know, giving her my tree hugger speech and trying to talk her dad off the ledge that this thing is, like, going to careen into her bedroom any second now, is this stupid tree. You stupid-ass tree. I am trying to advocate for you. It is raining down acorns.
Oh, it could have been worse.
No, I know. If it was, like, making crackle noises and a limb came down.
I was kind of hoping a limb came down.
That would have been the end. No.
Maybe hits her in the head.
He just pummeling my everything in the garage sale with acorns. Bam! Boom! Backity-back.
I'm trying to help you!
And it's like, shut up! I'm trying to save you. And all you're doing is making a nuisance of yourself.
Tree doesn't like you.
Oh.
It was just like, you know what? You're making this so much harder.
You know what? The neighbor's right. The tree has to go.
I don't want to kill the tree.
Well, the tree doesn't want to be there anymore. Look, it's throwing stuff at you.
But every squirrel in town probably shit their pants. Holy shit, look at the acorn.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's the mother load, that tree.
Yeah, right.
I'm talking, it's a bounty. She goes,
it's a bounty.
She says to
harvest.
Me,
other squirrels in other neighborhoods talk about that tree.
They do. That's the salad bar.
There's cats around there, but one's got no tail, one's got one leg, no head. Screw it, we can get by.
No head.
We'll deal with it. We can make it.
They're only pieces of cats. What lying are they gonna do?
It's a cat chop shop. I think we've been down that road.
Yes. So we left it that I was like, oh, I'll think about it. And my husband's like,
that's
no.
A non-answer.
It was a non-answer.
Oh, Mr. Helix got bitchy?
He's like, no, we're not letting him take it down. I like that tree. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So he broke his ass on the acorns?
Yeah, really? It's all funny games. You twist an ankle, wind up in a great cast.
That's exactly what I'm picturing. Oh, no! And meanwhile, I'm like going, please don't let her hurt herself on the acorns on my driveway.
I don't understand why somebody doesn't find out, first of all, whose tree this is.
Well, see, now the thing is that she's pretty... Now, she was pleading that it's on my property now, and I'm like,
whose
okay.
property? Who's mine?
Hers.
Okay.
And she's like... So she comes back, and she goes, I just wanted to make it clear that I wasn't asking you guys to pay for this. We'll pay for it to come down. We'll pay for the whole thing to take it down. It's just that they have to put the crane in your driveway, so you're holding all the cards now, aren't you? And then the interest of good neighbors, I was hoping that you'd let us do this.
I'm like, understand her concern, though. I mean, it might be irrational.
Yeah, it is.
But you know what? It's all fun and games until the tree moves into your living room.
Yeah. But you know what? Also, I might have brought this up before. On my property line, there's three houses, and there was this tree on the property line. So my neighbor's banging the door one day, the two neighbors, and they go, Mr. Curry, we talked to you for a second. I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, there's a tree in the backyard. We just want to know. It's on our property lines. We just want to take it down. I'm like, yeah, no problem. All right, thank you. They come back 2 weeks later. All right, it's going to be $200 a guy. I'm like, I'll get my saw right now, and I'm cutting it down. I can cut, because it's a lot right there. You know,
I was a lumberjack. I could do this.
I told him that.
Did
I
really?
Used to work for Georgia Pacific. I'll cut the tree down. We'll put it in the. Oh no, no, no. Well, I'm not shelling out $200. Oh, we'll take care of it ourselves. Yeah, knock yourself out. See, so when she said the money, you know, it's not the money because that. Tree removal could be expensive. When I lost three trees 2 years ago in Irene, it cost me $3,000 to get them out of there.
Part of my job is to see bills for tree removal.
Mm.
And this tree is going to cost thousands of dollars.
It's from the sounds of it, it's probably going to probably
it's
cost
massive.
Probably be about four bills, 4,500.
Yeah.
Five
yeah.
bills easy
she
to get
said,
it out
well,
of there.
She said, well, I got an estimate a few years ago for $1,500, and I laughed in my head.
Really? From what, termites?
I was like, yeah. It was.
Termites and woodpecker company. Hey, we got the big thing here. We got the big stuff. A beaver.
With
a beaver and a hard hat knocked on the door. Hey, see, you got that outside. Maybe I can take that down for you.
There's a dozen beavers.
Did that morph into an Asian accent?
No. Are they Asian beavers? Got fucked teeth because you get the chopping teeth to eat.
Sounds Asian. It's an Asian beaver.
Hey,
I like beaver? Asian beaver. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. We're going to keep it clean. Oh, yeah.
What?
Only problem
nothing.
Is 15 liters, you're
what,
hungry
you're
for more of
it. Beavers don't live on that whole continent?
No, I'm saying no such thing. I'm not talking about beavers at all.
Disgusting.
I'll be damned.
Well, probably.
See what I did?
No, beaver.
Oh, huddle-a-hoo,
that and more. All right, anyway.
Did
Chuck
you
really
dust
had some
barrel?
Teeth, didn't it, Chuck?
Yeah. Oh, God. Welcome to Davin's Den, live from the barrel tonight.
Just keep
Davin's Den, it's Davin's pun.
Just keep flapping around at those jokes, guys.
Yeah.
Big tail flapping.
Yeah. Just when you think I can't do any worse, Pip chimes in and says, I'll show you bad jokes.
God, I took the high road on that one. Holy smokes.
bastards.
Thank God Helix is here. I'll tell you what, she is a saving grace.
Yeah.
She's like the life raft of bad jokes.
I save them all and give them new life.
If you could bring her on a tour next week with us.
She would be useful. Yeah. Rough 2 minutes of improv there, Joe. Thank God Helix went up.
That's not too far-fetched.
Oh, man. Let me go out there. Then I'll see bad.
All right. Shall we move on? We good?
Sure.
Good.
All right. Should we do a little curmudgeon philosophy?
Yes.
Yeah.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon philosophy with Pip Helix.
Now, because...
You can't see, but Joe is like smashing the cymbal along with the music. You can see it. It's funny.
Before we go on, this week on Halloween mm-hmm. is the last day you can get in your Pip Helix curmudgeon philosophy for the contest. We will be naming winners
yes.
next week live on the show. We will read the top five on the show, and then live on air, because we won't have the answer before the show, we will battle it out for the top three. Grand prize is a big grand prize, $25 Visa gift card.
Whee!
What are you going to do? Second and third prize will be a various collection of T-shirts from mine, Joe. Pip came up with an idea.
Yeah.
So we'll have second and third prizes for you next week, and you can enter as many times as you want. It's completely free if you want to play the Pip Helix Curmudgeonly Philosophy Contest. So what's this week's installment?
Well, were we going to read the ones that we've gotten so far?
There was no new contestants this week.
What, you guys ran out of gas? I guess so. Okay. Well, then I'll read mine. What? I guess
to
they...
me.
It's like two kids. I didn't do that mess.
look at me like I'm her manager. Curry, go straighten this out. She's your responsibility.
Behind the
well,
no.
Nobody wants to claim the Helix.
Fine. Okay. I'll read my own then.
All right. We're waiting.
I dislike both passive-aggressive behavior and hypocrites. That's why I'm saying this on the air instead of talking to anybody face-to-face about it.
I don't think that'd make our top five.
Fine.
Okay. We just learned about you. It's not really a philosophy.
Well, it is a philosophy.
No, it's not really. It's just stating what you hate and then you did the opposite.
Yeah. True.
Makes you a hypocrite.
And... passive aggressive.
No, that was outwardly aggressive. I don't think it was passive.
No, passive aggressive. Going around the person. Telling other people.
Well, I mean, the good news is nobody's listening.
Wait, I hope people are.
Not with Pip Helix curmudgeonly philosophies like that, they aren't.
Did they all walk out and get a sandwich now? Fine, you bastards.
I don't know, Joe, you're usually good at like deciphering the logic in this and kicking this off when I can't.
Not this time.
All right. Not going to get much out of this bit.
All right.
That's your drawing.
Tell you what, you don't need to worry about that tree. You need to worry about that barrel.
I was just going to say, can you cut down this tree, please? Oh, Tom is freaking out. $3,000 for effing trees? F that! Yeah, that's what it costs to take them down out here.
Do you
not have trees?
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, good luck on your Lions. Lions were very good this weekend.
Are we doing a sports second with Joe Curry now?
I was thinking of Tom when the Lions won this weekend.
Okay, good. He appreciates that.
I'm sure he does.
Okay.
You should see the disgust on Davin's face.
We haven't had a crap show like this in a while. Thank goodness.
We're doing fine.
We're doing fine until you stepped in.
It's all fun and games until somebody wants to take away the tree. And I think I might take away your shade tree.
No. No.
Yeah, I really can't do anything with that philosophy.
Leave Mr. Oak.
Because it's not really a philosophy. It's not a way of life.
Oh, well, you know.
It's not really an outlook. It's just stating what you hate, like I said.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. You need to...
Doesn't really fit into the parameters that...
That you set.
That I set?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said it was going to be a thinker.
Yeah.
It was a stinker.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I misspelled.
It's fine. Listen.
They're not all going to be gems.
Listen, it's fine. They all can't be. You've had some great ones. It's fine. I'm not upset.
Okay. I am. No, I mean, listen.
Hey, you know, take sticks. I mean, with their great songs, I mean, Mr. Roboto comes along. So I'm gonna go.
This is my Mr.
Roboto. That was your Mr. Roboto.
Well, you know, all right.
Domo.
Yeah, that. Oh, God, how that stunk on ice.
Actually, in the beginning, it was cool when they had the vocoder coming in. That was a cool part.
Yeah.
The rest of it was
but it's like, what? Who when somebody's ego is so massive that they come in and they go, this is what I want to do with the song. And that guy seemed to have like a massive ego.
Oh, Dennis, this is what we're going to do. He was the boss.
Yeah, but who, don't these people understand that they have to have somebody in their life to tell them no?
It's their wife.
It's usually the producer.
A lot of people don't. They don't go, really? You need a really person.
Yeah,
to look at you and go, really?
Well, this show is chock full of those.
Really? Yeah.
We can all look at each other and go,
All right. Let's move. Unless you want to relive Stick's greatest misses.
No.
I have Stick's greatest hits on there. It's on there, but Joe begs to differ.
What?
Mr. Roboto is on
there. They had a hit with it. It doesn't mean it was good.
Yeah, because why would you justify money with success?
You can't always justify money with artistic success.
That's what I tell my wife. She ain't buying it.
You know, you're cracking me up tonight for the simple reason, can we move along? And then you'll stop and delve into
it. Oh, you're right.
You've done it twice.
You're
in
right.
Five minutes.
It's like, look.
I was being passive aggressive, Joe.
Because I'm like, all right. All right. Then we go to the next thing.
A little hypocritical. Little hypocritical, little passive aggressive.
Thank you for acting out.
See, we kind of rounded it out. And that's what we mean with hip's curmudgeonly philosophy.
Yes, still stinks. We'll move on now.
Just want to discuss it more. I'll give you the third time.
I'll give you the 20 during the break, Joe.
The 20? Oh, the money.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's do something fun now.
Okay, what are we doing?
Let's do a little boozy or floozy. Let me explain the game, and then the conversation, and then we'll play.
Okay.
So boozy or floozy, we last played, I think, in January of this year. It's a good game. We've played it a few times.
It's great.
It's a game where there's these names and people, and you have to decide, they're ambiguous. You have to decide, is it a drink, which would make it boozy,
right,
or a sexual act, which would make it floozy. Hence, boozy or floozy. In the past, we've had punishments. I think gefilte fish juice.
Yes.
Yep.
The last, that was very momentous.
Sure was.
Tried to flap away, and Joe had the craps the next day. The last time we did this,
Sergeant Padula wanted to lose his lunch.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, we had Joey with
green.
Us. Yeah, we had Joey with us, yeah.
The last time we did this in January, and there might have been time I'm missing, Joe, one of the acts reminded Joe of something of his misspent youth. When to spite an ugly chick that would not sleep with him, Joe decided to deposit, much like an oak, his seed on her leg and leave.
He acorned all over the sport.
Yeah, and that led
to, company to run. I got to get out of here.
That led to the analysis of what a horrible human being Joe Curry was.
Now what a horny human being Joe
was. But just despicable acts. So when Joe originally made the theme to Boozy or Floozy, it was with the gefilte fish juice punishment. And, you know, the beginning's very good, and then he does the Hava Nagila thing for the gefilte fish. But I was just listening. I'm like, you know, that doesn't really work. We're not going to do gefilte fish. Hey, Joe, can you recut it? You know, leave out the gefilte fish unless you want to bring that up or do some other type of punishment.
Oh, right.
And I sent that to both of you. And I go, I really don't care.
Yeah.
I think it's more fun with a punishment, but we can do it without a punishment. Joe did not get back to me. Pip Helix got back to me with an idea. What was your idea, Pip Helix? Share it with the folks.
Well, I don't know what inspired this. I don't know what came over me. But I thought that instead, I was reeling over the idea of how sick I was after some of the food punishments.
Let me stop you. Your first idea was, why don't we hit each other or something?
Yes.
I'm like, really, do you want one of us hitting you? Second, that's really not cool if a guy's hitting a girl. No matter how much you deserve it and people are pleased, there's still going to be other people that think it's wrong. So I ruled out the beatings.
Oh, darn it. Okay, so he ruled out the beatings.
Was I right with that, Joe?
I don't know. We'll continue. I will chime in with my comments.
But I also suggested maybe we would have to tell an embarrassing story. But I'm like, yeah, but that's what we do the rest of the show.
I said that to you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I said, we do that every show. I was like, that's an embarrassing story.
So then I thought, I'm still trying to avoid gefilte fish.
Good girl.
Thank you.
Joe's on board thus far.
Yeah, damn
so
straight, my friend.
Well, what's something that's unappealing but is not quite as nauseating as that? And so I thought, well, it has to be rough enough that Davin will approve of it. But it can't be so
fucking Stalin.
Yes!
Your point being?
And it can't be.
Don't go. No, don't. I don't have that. Oh my, not me. Goodness,
go
gosh,
on.
Face.
Go
bullshit.
On. Listen, I'm not the one who inflicts pain on you. You like to blame me, but it ain't me. Go on, Helix.
Okay, so I thought, well, this is nasty, but not horribly nasty. The winner, the loser, has to lick the winner's foot. From
my
heel
response,
to toe.
My response was, ew.
That was his response.
I'm like, I don't want to do this. And she's like, oh, no, you wouldn't have to. I'm like, oh, well, then by all means, run that by Joe.
Right. Now, let's get to my part. I've been, like, I haven't put the question out. Now, between the band's gig, but more, I got ready for the gig, but it was pretty well rehearsed. However, the back office stuff for the show took me literally about 8 to 10 hours this week, and I've been very involved with it. So I really haven't had a chance to get to email. I was just so focused and concerned because I had to get this done that Davenport, I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. So last night he goes, did you see what Pip suggested? I go, no, dude, I didn't see it. Then about 12 o'clock today, with no warning and no time really to chime in or change things, I see the foot thing. It's just, and I'm like, really?
Now, hold on. You're jumping the gun here. Because you had not weighed in. I did not know, because I said, you got to clear this with Joe. And you chime in like, and I want to clarify this. Joe thinks I'm the one who always makes him do these horrible things. The Fat Horse, hold on. Fat Horse Challenge, your idea.
Uh-huh.
This, her idea.
No, I knew that, and that's why I was going to interrupt you. I knew that, because you were like Pontius Pilate. The way you were describing it and how I should get in touch with Pip, or Pip did, hey, just like
well,
you
I said, well,
to me. Just, hey, nah.
Well, I said,
look
I said,
me.
I, said
look at me.
I said to Pip, I said, Joe likes you.
you didn't say that until today.
No, I said, and then I didn't know if this was going to go on. And then Stupid has access
pointing
to
at me.
Pointing to Pip Helix, has access to Facebook. And she points, oh, I really might have done something stupid. We're playing a game tomorrow. And essentially saying, something like awful is going to happen. And when I see that, I go, well, now you did it. Now we have to deliver. There has to be a punishment.
Yeah, and meanwhile, I have no clue.
Well, you need to monitor her.
She never got in touch with me. Meanwhile, you go, did you talk? I know.
She did this before any of this.
And then last night, I see the post. So I'm off like, what in the hell is going on? And I know. No, and I know you well enough from the email, I just knowing you, that you had nothing to do with. I knew that's why we go, I know that, dude. I know that. And I'm like, what the hell is she dreaming? And then I see that today, and I'm like, there's no time to change it. There's no time to change it.
And because she had to go blabbing on, like, if she didn't blab on Facebook, you could have nixed it, said, no, I'm not doing that. No, hold on. Nobody would hold on, Pip. Nobody would know anything, and we just would have played the game without a punishment. But once she went to Facebook, I said, our fans are expecting something now. It can't be eating stupid, terrible jelly beans again.
And the thing why I'm a little pissed is like, no, I did not see it. But it wasn't like, well, I'm busy with other stuff. No, I was so involved with back office stuff with the show. I mean, really involved with it. I had no time to look at anything.
Right.
Yes. So then when I raise my head when I'm done, I'm like, what?
You got to be kidding me. I hate this fucking
what
show.
Is happening?
Well, here's the good news for the fans. I have the camcorder handy.
Of course you do. Why
yes,
wouldn't you?
Now, here's something else, and this is between
you. No amending rules.
I didn't mention that today. I'm not amending
and
rules.
And Thomas, too. I mentioned that, too.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm not amending rules. I am suggesting something, and this is up to you, Joe, and Trucker Tom.
No.
You guys to decide. Trucker Tom is a faithful listener of the show.
Yeah, and he's also
and
up
he's
to no good.
And we are going to be seeing him next week on the first date of our tour.
We will be. So did Tommy.
So my question to Joe and the captain of the Den Pen.
Right.
Does Trucker Tom want to call in and play versus Joe also where the loser would also have to pay off when Trucker Tom is paying me off for his betting against fake Davin? So that is up to Joe.
So let me get this straight. Tom's going to answer the questions as well?
Tom would call in 845-986-8804. Play along with the three of us, and everybody else can play along too in the chat, of course.
Right.
But the three of you would be on the line. So if you beat Tom, he would lick your foot.
Yes, I will do that because that son of a bitch with his with his time limits on the onions. That's what brought me down to Fat Horse.
Well, remember,
challenge.
You could lose and lick his foot. He's a trucker.
Oh Jesus!
Oh,
all right. So Joe,
hold on. I don't know where that boot's been. I don't feel like looking dog shit and diesel fuel off.
Now, Joe, you will have 10 or 12 hours of travel underneath your foot or belt.
Wait a second. Now, the den pen is all saying, we can't hear anything. There's no sound. And Tom is all, you know, what the hell? Hawk Radio just went all garbled, and it's dead over there.
Hawk Radio?
Right. Well, they're not hearing anything now. They're saying.
This just happened?
Yeah. This just happened. So of course, now, when we need them to pay attention, of course.
Oh, what a shame. Maybe we'll have to cancel Boozy-a-Palooza this week.
Yeah. Well, wait a second. Now, let me just...
First of all, they can go to my website or other sites and listen.
Yeah.
All right, let me try to get into hawkradio.net here. Oh. It's not a show unless there's a problem. Oh, it is all garbled. I hear that. Oh. Yeah, let me get rid of that.
Hmm.
Get off.
Little garbledage.
Yeah, I hear that. Wow, that's weird.
No.
Well, then listen to another station, people.
Okay, there are...
I don't want to lick feet.
All right, I can't get into the... So I will contact hawkradio.net, and you people have... Go to davinsden.com. Read them the other alternatives they have besides davinsden.com where you can listen to it.
Well, hold on a second. I have them right here.
Yeah.
Aha!
And well, they can't hear me, so I'm going to have to type them in.
All right, we'll say it for the people that can hear you.
So there's WKAD Radio, which is Wicked. And I can't type that fast. Duh. There's Clutch and Wiggle. Yeah, I can tap my head and rub my tummy at the same time. There's CyanNet Radio. Oops.
Do you want to let Joe read it while you type it?
Well, she's got to read it too. She's
Talk Superstation. .com. And there's Mac.
Yeah, I can't even get into Hawk's site.
Wow, maybe they crashed.
Radio.
Yeah, like I can't. Let me see.
And there's. No, they can't listen live on iHeartRadio, or can
no,
they
can't listen on iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
How about Pod Almighty?
No.
Authority. Yeah, just click on one of those, or go to Davin's.
Davinsden.com.
And there's also the TuneIn app, which go to TuneIn and look at, and there's Talk Superstation.
I got that.
TuneIn, just Google TuneIn. And there's a Davin's Den live feed for that. I know that goes till 9. I don't know if it goes till 9:30. Wow. Well, I'm glad we stopped the show.
Right. Well, what are we going to do? We got no choice.
What are we going to do? Because if they can't hear us, it's like, well, it's pointless.
You want me to take our break now?
I would suggest that. Yes.
I would think so. Yeah. And then
all right. We'll take our break now. We'll come back in 10 minutes.
It's almost time for a break anyway.
Yeah. So when we come back, we'll do some Boozy or Floozy, and then we'll do our scammer stuff.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And we'll play
Stop
some...
Stop whining, Joe. I might have to do it.
Well, yeah, let's hope. We're going to play some music from Robin DiLorenzo. This is not Pete DiLorenzo. Robin DiLorenzo, and this is from the album Wanna Fly. We'll be back in 10 minutes to try to get these tech issues worked out. It'll play eventually. Really? There we go.
What a lead-in.
It is time for the Prog Duet! That is right, Prog Duet of Davin's Den. We are not tired. We are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. No reason to leave. Sit down. Kick back. Take off your shoes. Phew. Phew. Okay. Okay. Put shoes back on. They stink. Okay. So what was I saying? Oh, yes. Stick around for extra because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
And we are back. We apologize to our live listeners.
You guys are so patient, though.
Can I get it out? You guys are so eager to talk.
Well, we feel awful.
Yeah, well, let me handle this.
Okay. All right.
Christ, I'm used to apologizing for your mess-ups. Let me apologize for the systems. Yeah, so our broadcaster, our broadcaster kind of crapped out on us, and initially we didn't know if it was one of our affiliates. But yeah, that's why, I mean, we really need you guys to give us the feedback, and thank you guys for giving us the feedback when it craps out. But part of that is letting us know where you're listening, because there's so many people listening on so many places.
Yeah.
So if it's like just one station, I can go to that station and go, hey, man, your feed's down. When it's a whole bunch of places, go, no, that's our feed. So what happened once before, and I did what I needed to correct that once before, and it came right back on, where I just closed out of our broadcaster program. Didn't really work that way this time. I needed to shut down everything. I don't know why it did that, but we are back. And those of you who are listening on the replay or in podcast form, I'll be doing some editing tonight. So.
But we really want to thank the people in the chat. You guys were a big part. You really were helping us.
God, tech support. Yeah, they didn't realize they were on the payroll.
Yes, yeah,
and they don't even live in India. Thanks, guys.
No, Pip decided to jump right in that barrel. That's good.
Yeah. I missed it.
Yeah, well, of course you did. All right. So before we, well, we were still talking, but you guys weren't unable to listen. Mm. We're going to play this game, Boozy or Floozy. They heard that part.
Yes.
They heard that part. They heard the part about what the punishment would be, yes?
Well, I told them in the chat just in case they didn't hear it.
I will reiterate, because not everybody's in the chat who's trying to listen.
Right.
So I will reiterate, Pip Helix came up with the idea, because Joe no longer wanted to eat terrible things. Pip Helix's brainstorm, you know what would be good? Loser licks the winner's foot. Heel to toe, yum, 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 yum. What could possibly go wrong with that?
Yeah. Joe is looking like so disgusted right now. Like, my foot would be the worst thing that you've ever put in your mouth.
There was that penis. We don't like to talk about it.
We love to talk about
it. Oh, bro. And like I said, I was so busy with doing back office stuff for the show.
Yeah.
I mean, intense stuff. That I really wasn't looking at email. I had to get stuff done, and I didn't find out till 12 o'clock today what the punishment was. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Well, we can't change. No, we can't. Can we?
Well, as I said before, you know, everything went, that was due to Pip putting on her little Facebook page, there's going to be I think I made a terrible mistake. I think there's going to be an awful payoff. Well, if you promise the people that, we got to deliver that.
Now, meanwhile, I'm reading what Pip wrote, and I got Davin going, did she tell you? Did she tell you? No, I don't know. I know nothing.
They isolate that.
Yeah.
Finally, you understand.
See what brain enforcement does?
We're working on demo clips. I know nothing.
I know nothing. All I know is what's going on last year.
So, you know, Joe and I are going on tour next week. We're to the Midwest. And the first day of our tour, we're going to be meeting a friend of the show, our pal, who we've never met in person, though, Trucker Tom. Now, Trucker Tom will be paying off his bets for fake Davin. Those will be two hot sauce shots.
Yes.
So I said, you know what? We're going to be seeing Trucker Tom. Tom's such a good friend of the show and everything. Maybe Tom could battle Joe in Boozy or Floozy as well. Winner has the other one lick their foot. And Joe said, okay.
Well, hold the phone.
No, Joe said, okay.
No, I did not. Wait. I said I would think about it.
No, you did not say you would think about it.
I did, too. I did, too.
I'll play it back.
I give a damn what you do, because I was talking with Pip when we were having a test.
How dare you?
No. Please underscore, he was talking.
I was talking. I'm looking forward to meeting Tom. He's a great dude. But here's the deal. By the time, if I do lose, I'm coming here next week, doing a show, getting a little sleep, writing about 12 hours, getting out of a show, going up, doing a 30-minute set, and then the possibility of licking somebody's boot that's full of diesel fuel.
No boot. No, you're not licking his boot. That's disgusting. You're licking his bare tootsie.
I'm not licking his bare foot.
Don't lose.
I'm not.
You'd rather lick hers?
I'm not.
He said yes before we went to break, didn't he?
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
I honestly don't remember.
Oh, I'll play it back.
Bullshit. Play it back.
You find it. You can't get anything else working. You can't get
oh, I'll find that.
I'll find that.
Don't you worry about that. You said you did say yes, though.
I retract it. I'm not.
I retract it. He's like an awning.
What type of crap is that? You retract.
I retract it. I'm not like. No, I'm not doing it.
Why?
Because it's disgusting.
So win.
Morgane is flabbergasted. Oh, my God, Joe, licking Trucker Tom's foot after it's been in his shoes, boots all day, yuck!
Yeah, don't forget Stupid's going to chronicle it with his stupid camera.
they were speculating about that, and it's like, oh, yeah, he's going to have video.
Oh, he's going to be like a Jap tourist. He's going to be there.
Like a Jap tourist.
Wow.
Really. Really, Mr. Offensive.
Yeah, offensive, really? Ever see him in Times Square?
Would Trucker Tom even be up for that?
I don't know. And
I think you're very offensive to Trucker Tom.
Trucker Tom said, and I will officially say, since this is the first I'm hearing of this, I'm not doing this either.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Mister, I have to eat onions in 4 minutes. Thank you. I'll buy first round of drinks are on me next week.
Well, he's going to need something after that hot sauce.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, but even if you like hot sauce on your food, taking it in a shot is a completely different experience.
Could be worse. Could be Morgaine. Could be a fish sauce in dog food. Coming at you, Morgaine.
Morgaine, I'm so sorry.
Anyway, all right. So
Morgaine said she wouldn't want to lick your foot either, Joe.
Good. Well, let me tell you, have the dog food first. Have the fish sauce first, because anything after that.
Fish sauce first.
Fish sauce
get that
first.
Over with.
Because anything after that ain't that
treat.
Bad.
I would have been going, ooh, yummy, yummy.
Look
elbow.
At you. Don't spoil it.
I don't care.
No.
No, I'm not doing that at all. I don't care. You want to coach her on terrible things to put in her mouth? Be my guest. I don't care.
Hey, what kind of meeting is this going to be?
Oh, shit.
Listen, I don't care how it gets in her mouth, as long as it's in her mouth.
And I'm there filming it.
Well, you won't be there filming it.
No, I won't be there.
I'll be there filming it.
Well, Morgaine says, Mom, yum, yum, I'll make sure I'm hungry. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible for you.
Terrible.
All right, shall we? I'm looking for something, and I had it, and I can't find it. It's just that type of night. Oh, because I'm looking at the wrong thing again. Why does this keep on popping up? Hmm. All right, enough of that.
Right.
What are we talking about?
We're going to play some we're going to play some Boozy or Floozy. I'm going to play the music.
I thought we were going to do it next week.
That was if we couldn't do it live, Joe.
Oh.
Why? Would you want to be filthier? No, loser licks the other's foot.
Let's get it over
with. I don't know why you're so upset. You've got a lot more foot.
That's it's your name.
Disgusting.
Your name is Foot. Don't let her near Facebook anymore.
I have to be monitored, apparently.
Apparently you do.
Listen, I just couldn't stand to eat one more thing that if I have to... Once I ate that dog food, every time I crack open the cat food's cans, I am like... Because I'm revisiting the dog food.
All right. Now, here's what we're going to do. Because it's a point system.
Okay.
You get 1 point for getting it right. And then if it's a sexual act, you get a bonus point for getting that right. And then if it's an alcoholic beverage, if it's a boozy, you get a point for every one of those that you get correct. So even though we have seven choices, seven boozy or floozies, there's more points available.
Right.
Okay. And, of course, we'll wait for the chat to weigh in as well.
Yeah.
They can play along, lick their own feet if they'd like.
Okay,
the home version.
Okay, you guys, get into your yoga position so you can get at least add a big toe.
Join us in the game where it could be sex or it could be alcohol. And the only people that are getting screwed are the ones guessing wrong.
You had no idea when you made that.
Time on Davin's Den for Boozy or Floozy.
Oh, the joy. I almost want to film them before.
Well, wait a minute. We have the game. We have the names. Boozy, I'm pointing at Joe. And Floozy, I'm talking at myself. It's perfect.
I just want to play footsie.
You want to play footsie?
I don't want to play footsie.
Yeah. Sucks for you. Don't let stupid have Facebook.
I'm not anxious to have your foot in my mouth either, sir.
Could be in your ass if you don't watch yourself.
It almost was when I read the email today.
See, I'm not the terrible. I like when I let you guys have your room. You nail it.
What's also frustrating is you're totally vindicated on this.
Yeah, of course. It's not. These aren't my ideas.
Oh,
you're watching your minions go out. Is that what you do?
My children are eating each other.
You're like the emperor who sets up your minions to entertain you.
This is the best game of Stratego ever. I'm watching my little soldiers go into battle.
You're terrible. He was delightful.
No, I was disgusted when I saw
him. No, it's all yours. You have to tell Joe. I was like, what?
Well, because he would get angry if it was me. He expects it to
you
be
think
me.
He's happy.
And you went out of your way
now?
To go, I had nothing to do with this.
Because I know you. You get angry at me, you assume the worst. I'm really...
That's day to day, yeah. But it's just day in and day out.
There's nothing to do with me. I thought there'd be no punishment. But the Helix, you know, kudos to Pip Helix. Mm. She wants a better show. Thank you, Pip Helix. Thank you.
I knew I had to come up with... Because you said we had to come up with something.
No, I didn't say we had to. I said we could. So we could.
All right. I understood the instructions to find something that we had to
do. So you can't read and you have access to Facebook.
You know what we need a court stenographer. I know a girl. I know a girl actually that is a court stenographer.
We need
I should bring Christine up here.
I've had enough of the stalling.
All right.
Oh, you got we're not crap. Let's get to the game.
Is it 9:30 yet?
The first one. Yeah. A boozy, a floozy. Pip, you're keeping score?
Yes.
All right. Arabian goggles. Boozy or floozy. And Pip, you can't look at the chat before you guess.
No, I'm not.
Who's going first?
It doesn't matter.
Well, somebody should go first. You go first on this one. Arabian goggles.
Oh, God.
Boozy or floozy?
I think that's floozy.
You think that's floozy?
I'm going floozy as well.
You're going floozy as well. Should we wait for the chat?
Yeah, we should wait for them. You guys have to weigh in. Now, if you want to play.
Yeah, what's the logic behind floozy, guys?
Oh, floozy? Because goggles, it sounds like something is going to be either laid on your face or squirted in your eyes.
And I'm thinking disgusting. I'm thinking like beer goggles is where I went.
Well, then beer goggles would be boozy.
Yeah.
So you said boozy.
No, beer goggles, I was thinking like, well, that's not a drink. That's like you see somebody and you sleep with them because you got beer goggles. But I was just thinking, oh, this has got to be something horrible that happens on your face.
Mm. All right. Have they weighed in the chat? If they're not weighing in, we'll move on. Doesn't matter.
Let's see. Okay. Well, Tom says floozy.
Tom says floozy.
So we all said floozy.
We all said floozy. All right. It is all floozy.
Whoa!
Now, before we go on,
yep.
You each get 1 point.
Yes.
Would anybody like to guess what that is? You can both guess, actually.
Hmm. Now, it's Arabian
goggles. That's what's called Arabian goggles.
I'm thinking that this has something to do with balls on the eyelids.
I go balls on the eyelids, too. Sort of like a Roman war helmet.
Sort of like dates, you know? Like
dates?
You know, like...
So what type of dates are you having?
Yeah, really? You got plans? You got plans,
I haven't dated you. Wow.
Never mind the movie.
Mr. Hillis, prepare yourself.
It's date night. Where's your balls?
Why is there a tree looking at us?
No, I meant like they come off of palm trees.
Well, I will tell you.
Oh, Trucker Tom guessed the same thing.
I will tell you. That is right, but there's more to it. So you each get half a point.
Oh.
There is more to it, though. So you guys can go on to try to get the full point. Would you like to be more specific? So, yes, we do have balls on the face.
Balls on the eyes.
Yes, balls on the eyes. There's more to it, though.
Oh, no.
A little bit more descriptive.
Oh,
And the testicles are put over the eyes.
Well, that's balls on the face, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, it could be, you know, there's all the parts to the face.
I know.
I never thought I'd be under the gun for such an answer.
It's really difficult.
You really didn't really plan out your future well.
If I saw it, I would have shot myself at 11. Anyway.
See all the anger and pain you could have saved?
Yeah. Balls on the eyes, but I'm thinking there's got to be something more disgusting happening here.
There's a little bit more involved.
Oh, okay. Well now, okay. This
sand?
Is going to be gross. Maybe like coming up in the air while the balls are on the eyes.
That's festive.
Like a fountain. A fountain of foul.
Joe?
That's festive.
Oh, Tom's got a guess, but I'm going to wait until Joe says.
Yeah, but Tom also has access to the internet.
And then you sit your ass cheeks on the head so it looks like an Arabian hat.
Trucker Tom?
Tom says with the cock in the mouth. I don't know if you can bend that way.
Trucker Tom, give yourself a full point.
No way.
You guys each get a half a point. This is what it reads. A seldom seen maneuver. Because really, you don't film such occasions.
Yeah, really.
A seldom seen maneuver when you put your testicles over the eye sockets.
Yeah.
While getting head. Picture it as ass on forehead. It may be anatomically impossible.
Well, I get a push. I should get a link because I said ass cheeks on
the
forehead.
What do you want, a quarter of a
point? Did you say on the forehead?
I said I most certainly did.
Ass on the forehead.
I'll give you a half point.
Yay.
Wait, so then he gets a full point?
Yep. And you get... Fuck. But yes. All right, so we'll give Joe two. It's close enough.
Yay.
Trucker Tom's got two. Pip Helix has 1.5.
Damn it.
can you shut that off?
I didn't know I'd be busy tonight.
Well, people can't believe you knew that.
Tom says... Tom says, never down a trucker. Well, you know what, Tom? I'm not allowed to read your answers before we give our own, so I can't tell.
Nobody else in the chat wants to play this game?
Apparently not.
Well, we
ladies.
Might have lost some people on the break. You know, it's possible. It was a long break. All right. Next one. Number two. You ready?
Yeah.
A tropical wind. Joe, you go first on this one.
I am going to say floozy.
Floozy.
I'm so afraid of what this would be if it's floozy.
You should be afraid of it all.
I'm thinking it's floozy as well.
You're thinking it's floozy as well.
Yeah.
Is Trucker Tom weigh in?
He says boozy.
He says boozy. Why?
And Morgan says boozy, too.
Morgan says boozy. Why did you guys say floozy?
Because for some reason wind reminds me of fart. And
me
fart
too.
Could be something disgusting.
It really sucks when a hurricane comes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Who's farting out there?
So a tropical wind, the wind could throw you off the track. The tropical could mean drink, but wind means fart, and fart means sex.
I was thinking along the same lines that now it had to be
right.
a wind.
It had to be farting.
Someplace horrible.
Now you're both right with the floozy. You're both right with the floozy. You both get a half point with the farting.
Oh.
But there's a little bit more. So you both got 1.5 points.
All right, so far 1.5. 1.5.
Tropical wind. It's delightful.
I'm thinking something about it. It's got to be heated up. So what would heat up?
Like a Dutch oven.
I was thinking along the lines of Dutch oven because it would be warm under the covers, yeah. But tropical, I'm not quite sure what would make it tropical. Like... Farting.
You would bring a fruit into the bed and put it near your asshole, and then you would fart, and then
Joe's got props. Gallagher.
What do you got?
So Joe's bringing fruit into the equation.
Trying to fart with a pineapple
Joe,
up your ass.
Trying to tropical thing because you have fruit tropical with the wind, you know. And you,
I'm not saying no. Just helping you piece it all together, pal.
I'm thinking like a breeze through your hair, somebody farting right at your head, or farting at your face.
When you fart at somebody's hair.
Yeah.
Well, you both get 1.5 for that. Because it's a little bit grosser than just being farted at.
Oh, no.
What would make that even more gross?
Oh, wait. Well, Trucker Tom was... Morgan said a hot, wet fart. Okay, this is a little...
Look at she's calling her farts. That was just loud and had nothing behind it. How dare you, sir? You embarrass yourself. You call that the tropical wind?
You know
that
what?
Is a weak fart.
But you want to know something? If somebody said a hot, wet fart, and as a thing, I would say boozy. So give me a drink. I'll have a hot, wet fart. You know,
I'm not drinking that. Oh, Trucker Tom says fanning a fart from under the covers. Well, isn't that a Dutch oven?
Yeah, it is a Dutch oven. Yeah. No. You're breaking winds, but while your butt is being enjoyed.
Oh! God! Oh! That's
it's called a brown surprise.
You don't do that to a loved one.
No.
No. Oh, God. No. Certainly not on purpose.
We'll continue.
Oh, God.
You guys are doing very well. You guys are gifted.
Very upset.
You're in the advanced class.
We're gifted.
You certainly are.
We're in the pie class.
Yes, sure. All right, shall we go on?
Yes.
Yes.
Poo-punching pirates. Pip Helix. Start with the poo-punching pirates, Pip.
Poo-punching pirates. Wow. It almost seems illogical.
There's logic involved in this.
No. It almost seems illogical, but I just want to say floozy again.
You just want to say floozy again?
Yeah, because I'm having visions.
All right.
I'm going boozy.
You're going boozy. Mm-hmm.
Tom says floozy. What do you think, Morgan? You're still weighing in, right? You thinking about it? Waiting for her to...
So what'd you say, Joe?
I said boozy.
You said boozy. Pip said floozy.
Yeah, I did.
All right. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
A poo-punching pirate is a boozy.
Mm. Damn!
All right. Now, Joe... So Joe gets a point for that. Pip gets nothing. So now, Joe...
Up closer to his toes.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... ingredients. You can pick up 5 more points.
Okay, I know one would be fruit punch.
Let me name them so I can compare them as he goes.
So. One would be fruit punch. Another
punch?
One would be Captain Morgan.
Well, you don't have to name the brand.
Okay, well, another one would be rum.
What type of rum?
It could be.
It could be a lot of things. I want to know what your guess.
Is there a dark rum?
Yeah, there's dark rum.
Dark rum.
All right, dark rum. Have you had this drink?
No, but okay. I could. But I know that a punch is a fruity drink, and then when they mean pirate, it's got to be Captain Morgan, which is rum.
All right.
Don't forget, I'm a drunk. And then
you can get, just so you know, you can guess multiple types of rum, just like there's like multiple types of things.
I gotcha. Okay, so it's just
Hello.
I'm just letting him know.
Coaching.
I'm not coaching him at all.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to guess it.
That was coaching.
So we got fruit punch. We got dark rum. But no, but there's other types of rum.
Let's see, punch.
I think that's coaching. Morgan is thinking about it, and she's having visions flash in front of her eyes of what the floozy portion might have been. Yeah, that's what happened to me.
I'd say...
Come on, Joe. 3 more. The hostages are going to die.
There's smoke coming out of his ears.
Yeah, this is the most challenging thing he's heard all day. Why can't I be challenged like this at work?
He desperately doesn't want to slick my feet. That's
he's not going to have to the way this is going. Ugh.
I would say lime.
Lime. All right, 2 more, Joseph.
Wow, frig.
And vodka.
All right, Joe, but that's 4. There's 5.
I.
All right, so you just want to guess on 4. All right, Joe. You said fruit punch.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
You said dark rum. Now, they have Bacardi rum. They have Malibu rum. I'm going to give you 1 point because I don't know what – they didn't specify what type of rum it was. So I think Joe should get a point for the rum.
Yes.
So Joe gets 1 point for rum.
I agree.
You said lime. No.
Okay.
You said vodka. No.
Ugh.
So Joe picked up 1 bonus point.
Ugh.
What it is, here is the recipe for a poo-punching pirate. Because those Halloween parties are coming up, and somebody's going to dress like a pirate. Give him a drink he expects. Give him a punch in the poo.
A punch in the poo. I thought that's what they would do.
A poo-punching pirate is 1 ounce of Bacardi rum, 1 ounce of Bailey's Irish Cream.
Ah, there's the poo.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's brown.
Oh, is it?
Okay.
Half an ounce of Malibu rum.
Yeah, okay.
Splash of Sambuca. There's the splash in the poo.
Ooh.
And 2 ounces of sweetened coconut milk.
This sounds horrible.
So Joe picked up 2 points on that one.
Damn.
You never had Bailey's before?
I just don't know the color. I always like Bailey's and cream.
It's delicious. It's delicious. Bailey's on the rocks? We're on the road next week. You can buy your Bailey's on the rocks. You'll love it.
Never.
Well, this is nuts. So far I have 3 points and he's got 6.5.
Joe Curry! And he didn't bathe in weeks.
We're not done yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Is there anything in the chat I need to address, or shall we move on?
No. No.
All right. The Topeka Destroyer. Joe, you go first on this one. Boozy or floozy?
I'm going to go boozy again.
You going boozy on
going
that
going boozy again.
I'm thinking that sounds boozy, too.
You're thinking that sounds boozy?
Yeah.
Why do you guys think... Well, no, you guys can weigh in why you think it's boozy. Why do you guys think it's boozy?
Oh, because it says something about destroying, and usually those kind of mixed drinks, they always have these, like, kamikaze or, you know, like, Alabama Slammer.
That makes sense.
Right. Like a Long Island iced tea. A Topeka Destroyer, probably in Kansas. And it was this really strong drink, and it will, get you soused beyond belief.
Yeah, Tom thinks it's boozy.
All right. It's very sound reasoning.
Mm. Yes.
It's wrong.
Oh,
really?
No.
Which is a fine for Joe, because Joe's got a lead.
Yeah.
That kid is floozy.
Oh, my God.
Would you like to know what the Topeka Destroyer is?
How could I leave tonight without
not knowing? We have to know what it is.
Tune in next week.
Shit. Oh, no. Like, if that laptop sets on fire, you're telling us.
Joe, don't say bullshit. Who knows? That might be part of it.
You're bringing a bowl into this?
the Topeka Destroyer, the act of vomiting directly onto your partner's head while receiving fellatio.
Oh!
Why would you do that?
If you're so drunk.
Lubricants? I don't know.
If you're drunk.
If you're so drunk and so...
But that's like an accident.
You would think.
Well, there's no motive, Joe.
The accidents don't necessarily...
The game isn't about motive.
The accidents have names, too.
I mean, no matter what you did, you're going to say, my bad, even if you don't mean it.
Morgan really wanted to know what that was. She's like, yes, damn it, tell us.
A Topeka Destroyer.
She'll be performing that with my feature act this week, Larry DeFelice. DeFelice. The Topeka Destroyer of Larry DeFelice.
Oh.
All right.
Don't do it, Morgan.
So, what's the score?
I have 3, Joe has 6.5.
All right.
Unfortunately, that's not his shoe size.
Nah. No. Ready? What do we got, 4 more? 3 more? What do we got?
We
got 3 more.
3 more?
Yeah, that's what I got.
Do I have even a possibility of making up the points?
Of course you do, of course you do.
Okay.
Of course, there's always possibilities. There's always possibilities,
okay.
Pippen. And for bonus rounds, you perform a Topeka Destroyer on Joe.
Yes, I get to puke.
All right, guys. You guys ready? Mm-hmm. Pip Helix goes first. Tropical ecstasy.
Oh, these are tricky because...
That's the point of the game, stupid. Rum and Coke. I think that's floozy. Jack Daniels. I need a couple guys named Jack and Daniel. Asshole.
It doesn't have to do with that.
It could. I won't give you a clue.
Wait, say the name again.
Tropical ecstasy. Boozy or floozy, Pip Helix?
I'm going to say boozy.
You're going to say boozy.
I am.
Joseph?
I'm going to say boozy.
You're going to say boozy. Why are you guys saying boozy?
I don't really have a good reason other than, fear at this point.
Funny.
Morgan and Trucker Tombo said boozy, too.
Okay. Everybody says boozy. So you're motivated by fear?
I am motivated by fear.
Which is how we get you to do this show. Joe?
I just think it's probably a lot of a lot of rum drinks.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, and it gets you really wasted.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are both correct.
Oh.
You both get a point.
Yes.
There are 4 ingredients. You both get to guess. So give me the pen.
All right. So now, how can we both guess if we can hear each other?
Because I'm not going to say yes or no until you both guess.
Oh, okay.
That's how you can both guess.
Oh, okay.
It's very complicated.
Okay. Tropical ecstasy.
Pip, go first. Give me your 4, and then we'll have Joe go.
Pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice.
Malibu rum.
Malibu.
Spiced rum.
Spiced rum.
And... see, what else would they throw in there? What bizarre thing would they throw in there? Tropical ecstasy. Let's see. I have rums.
You got pineapple juice. You got Malibu rum. You got spiced rum. We need one more.
All right. I'm thinking. I'm mentally looking at the shelves. God.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I don't know.
Well, then you guessed 3. Guess, say a boo, stupid.
All right. Let's say...
Joe's carrying the 1 over there.
Like
show your work.
I'm sure you... Yeah, you'd be that prick.
You want to try it on the computer, Joe?
Funny.
Come on, you.
Peach schnapps.
Was that so hard?
Yes.
Apparently. Joe, I need 4 out of you.
Okay. It would have to be different than hers?
No.
Okay, I would say pineapple.
Pineapple juice or pineapple?
Pineapple juice.
Okay.
Right, Malibu rum.
Malibu rum.
Orange juice.
Orange juice.
Oh.
And Kahlua.
And Kahlua. Oh. All right, are you guys ready? The tropical ecstasy consists of 1 ounce of absolute vodka.
Oh.
Really?
Yes, Joe. Really, out of all the things that we said, like the Topeka Destroyer, that's the thing that surprises you.
You never think vodka in a drink like that.
You never think you'd puke on somebody giving you a hummer, but strange things happen in this world, Joe.
I remember, of all the nerve.
I know. How dare you?
But of all the things, that's the thing that surprised. I couldn't see that coming.
Because you never think vodka would be in a drink like that.
I didn't think so.
You wouldn't think you'd stick your balls on somebody's eyes while they're giving you a hummer. You wouldn't think while somebody's eating out your tush, you fart in their face. It's a weird, weird world, Joe.
I don't want to drink at this bar anymore.
This bar stinks. 1 ounce of blue Curacao. Curacao? Curacao?
Curacao.
Curacao. 1 ounce of coconut milk sweetened.
Damn.
1 ounce of Midori.
We got nothing.
You got nothing. No bonus points.
Wow.
No bonus points. So that was a push.
No, we make a hell of a drink of what we do have.
Did you say that. Coconut milk is one of them?
No. If he did, he would.
No.
Yeah.
Because Morgane got that one.
Oh, right, good for her.
A girl.
Yeah, she got something.
She can lick my foot.
Mother Shucker says, Malibu rum is the lamest booze ever. You could drink a 55-gallon drum of that shit and not get high.
Well, the fact that we got that our chat room's a bar.
Might as well put Copper Town in your drink.
I like the voice you had.
Funny.
Well, with a name like Mother Shucker, you gotta...
Funny.
All right, Joe, you go first on this one. You ready?
Yes.
The Cucumber Fix.
Floozy.
Floozy.
Yes.
Pip Helix?
No.
She's got tears in her eyes.
Boozy.
Boozy.
Yes.
So Joe says floozy.
I say floozy.
Pip says boozy. Joe, yes. Why floozy?
Because anything with cucumbers probably like about the cock.
Yeah. I'll fix that.
Anything like a
drink with a cucumber.
Pip, why did you say you said boozy?
I did, because it just seems so obvious that it's like phallic shaped vegetable that to be floozy that it has to be a drink.
Pip Helix, give yourself a point.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yes. Can I have a pen?
Yes, and then we will go with the bonus round.
Yay!
You have to give me the pen.
I'm sorry.
All right, Pip Helix, this is just for you. There are 4 ingredients in the Cucumber Fix cocktail recipe.
Okay.
So you can pick up 4 points here. And get that foot out of your mouth.
Oh, sorry. Vodka?
Vodka.
I'm thinking there's a cucumber garnish.
Cucumber garnish.
Tomato juice.
Tomato juice.
And
it's like regular salad in here.
And Tabasco.
And Tabasco.
I'm thinking it's like.
Like a what?
Like a
hangover reliever.
Yeah, hangover reliever.
All right. Belvedere, one and a half ounces of Belvedere Bloody Mary.
Oh, Bloody Mary. That's the tomato juice.
Is that, Joe, you're more of the alcoholic than I am. Are you giving her a point on that?
No.
I think it's different.
Ugh,
it's different.
Fine.
All right. Cucumber juice. No point there. You said garnish. There's a difference. You didn't know you could milk that cucumber, did you?
No.
A dash of elderflower cordial.
Oh, for the love of God.
Boy, that's an easy one. I would have guessed that. What the hell is that?
You know what? I'm going to go home and now have an elderflower cordial.
And I'm a rum hound. What the hell?
And the final one, a dash of lemon.
I can't believe
so
it. Even the cucumber part.
So you picked up a point.
I didn't even get the cucumber.
The fucking drink.
The cucumber.
No!
The cucumber fix is broke.
Who knew that there was cucumber juice, though? Who knew that?
You know you can milk a cucumber.
Well, I euphemistically speaking.
So you gave yourself a point initially, yes?
Yes, I did.
All right, we're going into the last one. What's
I
the
need
score?
A pen.
What's the score?
I have 5, and Joe has 7.5.
Oh.
Not happy.
The final
I know
one.
EMS says lemon. I know, right? Ew.
Like the drink concoctions are the most disturbing thing. What is wrong with you, bunch of freaks? I've never even heard of an elderberry cordial. This is bullshit! Balderdash!
I will tell you why. Because the sexual acts are depraved and disgusting, and we would never do it. Bar drinks, we go to the bar all the time. So when you hear something like that, you go, Jesus Christ, that has would have vodka in it?
Right.
It's not like we're perverts and creeps you found out of the sex shop that's going, oh, Jesus, you know. Oh, yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, vomit. I would vomit on it. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no. These are depraved acts versus something we can relate to.
Yeah, something relatable. You talked about
like you can't relate to the Peak and Destroyer.
No. Oh, God, I hope
Is that a new conditioner? No.
Oh, just horrible.
It sucks if you have long hair.
Yes, I do.
Are you ready for the last one?
I don't know, but yeah, go ahead.
Number seven. Pip Helix needs to get this right.
Yes, I do.
All right. You ready, Pip Helix?
I don't know.
The Jedi mind trick.
That's got to be floozy.
Yes. Joseph?
I'm going floozy.
You're going floozy. Why, Joe, did you go floozy?
I went floozy because it sounds like you're going to pull a fast one on a chick. You're going you're doing something to it, and then you're going to do something else.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it sounds like a surprise move.
All right. Is that what you think?
Yeah.
You both think floozy?
Yes.
And let's see. Tom says floozy. Yeah.
Tom says floozy.
Yeah. I think Morgaine is still in shock.
Swiping that Topeka offer.
Well, you can't believe this vodka and I drank.
Well, Tom said about the last drink. He goes, so let me get this straight. You stick a cucumber in Mr. Belvedere's ass and give him a flower at a lemon party. They're dying in there.
Well, good. The game is supposed to be fun.
It is.
This game sucks. Well, I'm glad we came back for break for this. It's supposed to be fun. I know what I create. All right. You guys ready for the answer?
Take off your shoe, Joe.
The Jedi mind trick is floozy.
Yay!
You both get that point.
I know. But it's at least I didn't get it wrong.
And now, for the bonus point. Pip, since you need this worse, what do you think it is?
It's harder when you go first.
All right, Joe, go first.
Let's see.
You kind of alluded to what you were saying, but I don't know if that's your official guess.
You're suddenly, you have a girl, you have some chick blow you.
Okay.
And then suddenly you jam it in her ass.
Interesting. I noticed the dick was involved, so I guess you're going lightsaber. All right, John.
Lightsaber.
All right. And Pip, what do you think?
Well, not the blowing part. I was thinking more like it has to be it's got to be like trying to take a girl from behind and then sneaking in the ass.
Okay. So there's ass play involved with both.
Yes. But surprise ass play.
Surprise.
You got her so mesmerized with what you're doing that you could put it in her ass really quick.
I would say 80% of ass play is surprise ass play.
Yes, I believe that's so.
Somebody surprised. You guys ready? Is there any guesses in there?
Wait, but also, I think, Tom says you trick a dumb girl into anal sex. But I think
everybody wants the ass with this group.
But I think there also has to be some manual stimulation going on, too.
Okay.
And then slide into the ass.
And even if that's not it, you will be trying it tonight with Mr. Healy.
I am your father.
I don't think he's had anything
Who's your daddy, Luke?
The Jedi mind trick.
Okay.
When banging your partner, you repeatedly shout, I'm not fucking you! I'm not fucking you! Because, you know, like Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi did. These are not the droids you're looking for.
Yes, but...
That's what it is.
Oh, that's so lame. I'm disappointed.
You could do it your way and create it.
I like my way better.
Well, try it at home.
You guys can play the home version.
Give it a whirl.
I think we all learned everybody in this group wanted some ass play.
It's not that good.
Everybody was on board there.
All right. Now it's fun time. It's time for Pip Helix to dine on some Joe Foot curry.
I can't believe I did this to myself.
Talk in the microphone when you're disgusted with yourself.
I know. I'm so used to doing it alone without a mic. I can't believe I did this to myself.
I'm very pleased.
Of course you are.
I Joe really didn't deserve to lose this. He was kind of bamboozled into this. Pip Helix, had to go blabbing that there would be a payoff. You created this. It's only fitting that you should, quote-unquote, enjoy it.
It figures. I'm wearing Frankenstein monsters in my ears tonight.
All right.
For Halloween.
What's that to do with sucking Joe's feet?
Because I created a monster.
All right. Joe... Let me see. Can you be a lamb?
Am I going to videotape my own torture?
No, I'm going to videotape that, but I can't get over there right now. I'm going to slide over. I want you to record Joe taking off his foot. I mean, taking off his shoe. So make sure you...
Gladly.
My Pinocchio.
So, Joe, if you could start, make sure he got to hit record and everything. Make sure you zoom it in and everything.
Okay. All right. Well, I need his foot kind of in the way. Be sure to get his bunions, Pip. Tom, you are no longer my friend.
Well, what? You think Trucker Tom can just make things terrible for Joe? He's equal opportunity miserable.
How do I hit record again?
The red button.
The red button.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I should say maybe I should get that foot because I didn't know it was a bare foot. Maybe I should wipe the foot.
No. As you said.
Yeah.
No wiping. Because
yes.
Then I'll just give that chemical.
Men have died.
Oh, my God. I wiped my foot.
No, you're stupid. And you lost.
Oh, no. I
could do that.
I am. It was her idea.
On.
There was no. Listen, he showered. Did
you? That was how many hours ago?
That's not my problem.
Those tootsies have been hiding in those shoes for a long time.
He wasn't walking into cat litter.
But he didn't know.
Just lick and enjoy.
I'm
how many times has a guy told you that? Shut up, you put words in your mouth. you know what? You've blown a guy after he was working out at the gym at some point in your life. This is much better.
No, that's not true.
Well, maybe you should. Anyway, let's go, Joe. Stop with the stalling. We have more show to do. We have serious business
to
get
to. Cut the rep short.
Oh, my God.
Are you hold the camera properly.
I'm holding it
all right,
properly.
You getting the foot? Is the,
I got the foot.
Let's get that sock off.
12.
Oh, look at this. Da-da,
those are nice socks, Joe.
Da-da,
all right, I guess I need to shift over now.
Yeah, you do.
All right, hold on.
So, all right, I have a really nice picture of Joe's giant foot. Thank you, Joe. He's trying to wipe it off for me.
You're just wiping dirty sock into it.
Yeah, I'd rather have dirty sock in it than just like.
Joe, would you like to step in the cat litter?
No. No, we're not. No, that was Trucker Tom who wanted that. Okay, fine.
I gotta say something.
Okay.
I would love, and I love you. I adore you. Okay. I would love to sit here and go, Davin, you are the nastiest, meanest, cruelest prick I know. He has nothing to do with this.
No, you can't blame him this time. It was me. I brought this on myself. I completely admit that.
Again, my reaction when I saw that was, ew.
I know. And I didn't even tell Mr. Helix was going to go on. No, he won't watch this. Morgaine is like, hey,
I can't even get my wife to rub my foot.
You don't have a foot fetish, do you? Because I'm not trying to do this to be all like, hey, Joe.
No, I don't. I don't believe me, Pip. I don't think this is a dream come true. I don't think now's your chance. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My plan has worked.
I know.
I dunked these questions so I can lick my foot.
My advice to Pip Helix is savor the flavor.
Oh, God. Okay.
Just get down on your hands and knees and do the deed.
Not on my hands and knees.
Now, hold on. Make sure before you actually start licking, let's make sure I get into the proper position so everybody can enjoy this properly. So I will tell you when I have the proper position. Assume the position you will get into actually do the lick, but don't lick yet.
Okay. So, wait. So now, I'm assuming the position. Oh, wait. I got to take my ear plug out. I've got myself leashed here with so many wires. It's not even funny. This is terrible. All right.
Hold on. Let me zoom.
Joe, what
sexual act would you call this? If you had a name, it was going to be a floozy. What would you call this?
This is just called humiliation. All right, now you need a mic.
All right, now remember. Yes, I do need a mic because you won't be able to talk. Now remember.
Bastard.
Now remember, as it was explained to me, and I didn't even know this, it was heel to toe.
Yep.
So that's bottom of the foot.
It's bottom of the foot.
That's going to be tasty.
Yeah.
Take a smell. Is it a nice foot?
I don't smell.
Oh, good.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I know. No, you don't smell. Okay. Ready?
Hold on.
I'm going to hold up your foot so I don't have to, like, go upside down.
Wait, hold on. All right.
That's your foot.
That's a good angle. Put down the microphone, Pip Helix.
All right.
Because your mouth is going to be busy.
You need a bucket?
Start slowly at the bottom of the foot.
Oh, that tickles.
I bring people together.
You'll the laughter will stop now.
Slowly.
Not slowly.
You can't do it super fast. It has to be a normal lick, like a doggy.
No.
One of the concessions I said was none of you adding your little side rules there.
What do you care? You won.
I don't care. Because it could be me in 2 weeks, another month, whatever.
Oh, really? This is up for grabs again? Okay.
No, but some other fakakta thing we'll dream up.
And he doesn't want to
And I could always go back to this and go, hey, look. And I always, that was one of the conditions that I said. I go, none of your, with Trucker Tom helping with the Fakakta rule.
Please, if it was Trucker Tom helping, that would be a shitty vote.
Yeah.
You're ruining it.
Ready?
Get that tongue out, woman.
Sorry,
Joe. You didn't get the toe.
It got the toe. All right.
How was that? Talk in the microphone.
Disgusting.
Talk in the microphone.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Really? Big fan of this?
No. Yeah. No, but it wasn't as bad as I thought. And now I get to drink something.
You have some Arizona iced tea.
I got some Coke.
Joe, how'd that feel?
Oh, my God.
Joe?
It was a little weird.
Enjoyable?
No, it was only 2 seconds.
So
should have had to go slow.
Not that I want. No, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus.
No. Wait a minute. You didn't even like it? No, oh, yes. I'm kidding. I don't.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Wait a minute. What are they saying? Davin will post this eventually. Yeah, you guys, you can't see the instantaneous video.
Yeah, I'll post it.
It'll be posted, and then you have to see.
Don't worry, we still have much more things of Joe eating horrible things. I got Pip eating horrible things to post and everything.
I'm shocked that
we're going to have Morgane eating horrible things, and we're going to have Trucker Tom eating horrible things.
You know what this reminds me of when I read what was going on?
And Gordolay, another one.
This reminds me of my friend Owen when I was a kid, childhood friend Owen, who would dream up these like wicked things. I'm going to shoot me with an arrow. We throw rock. I mean, it just reminded me of, so, hey, we're going to play guns today. We're going to play sword fights. No one that have a sharp stick waiting for me. Yeah, he shot me with a BB gun. You know, and every time I have a contest with the consequences, I'm like, I feel like I'm that 12-year-old kid heading over to Owen's house to hang out and have some ravaged torture.
Well, you know what? A couple of comments. You're surprisingly, since you wore those shoes all day long, I can't believe that your feet don't smell. That's amazing.
Disappointing.
Secondly, your feet are a little rough on the bottom, so it was sort of like licking a cat tongue.
Nice to know you made out with a cat. Glad to know your friend kissed a cat.
How do you know what that's like? Yeah. Oh, I know a cat with a rough tongue.
Because cats come up to you, and if you're eating something, they'll like right in there.
Yeah, but I've never licked a cat tongue.
No.
But you said it was like licking a cat.
Yeah, not on purpose. No, cats.
Oh, you didn't have a bet with the cat that you lost?
I guess I lost a bet with the cat. All right.
Bet that bridge don't fall on you.
Come over here, kitty. We're going to French. It wasn't horrible.
Oh, is the chat pleased?
Morgane is like, we will get you yet, Davin. He
for what?
Didn't do it.
For what? Again, they assume I had nothing to do
with
this.
I know, but see.
I would love to sit here and go, tell him, shut your face. Yeah, you're up to always know. It's all. He had nothing to do with this. It was all Pip.
I explained this to Joe.
Yeah.
Because Joe likes to blame me for things. I am not the one who's in charge of torturing Joe. I torture scammers. I did not dream up Fat Horse Challenge. That was Joe. I did not dream up this punishment. That was you. Gefilte fish juice was me. But I played that too.
Let me tell you, that did the most damage. And let me tell you something. Yes. I think it was Frisky. Who was the Friskies in the bowl when you had to eat the Friskies?
Oh, that was bad.
And let me tell you something. That Friskies was nothing.
For me, it was hard.
Well, there was nothing like eating cat food, like eating wasabi, onions, licking my foot.
That's yours, though. That's you. You did that. You came up with that bit. You finally contributed.
Oh, God. Trucker Tom says, Pip Helix, going where no rational human has ever gone before. I never claimed to be rational, Tom.
All right. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
One more thing on the Fat Horse Challenge. A lot of people saw that. A lot of people always ask on the Fat Horse Challenge.
I'm good. You're an inspiration to us all.
I know. I try.
Listen, all these videos will get up there eventually. I like to put up something, you know, I like to have something different to go on the site every day, something different to go on. So I'm glad that people enjoyed the game.
Yes.
And I'm glad they enjoyed Pip's idea.
Mm. Yes.
I'm glad Pip got to enjoy Joe's foot.
It was my proudest moment.
It certainly was. Certainly the best thing you've done on this show.
Don't
anybody say I'm not a team player.
You're a team player.
I should have clipped my toenails today. I got toenails.
I wasn't
like
sucking on the toes.
I know, but I got toenails like a mountain lion.
Next time. Next time we play, the loser does a tropical wind.
No! Oh, God.
All right. Well, I can't wait till we have interns. Anyway, let's move on.
Make them do all this shit.
Exactly.
I could sit here and have a soda and a coffee and
exactly.
Watch.
Exactly. All right. Little scam busters time. And we wait for the intro. It will take its sweet time. Like it always does. I can't listen, so it's probably fine. Yeah. Yes.
Draft Busters.
Yeah, we're pressed for time. All right. This week's Scam Buster. A new trend with scammers, the latest thing that scammers are doing, I don't know if it's the latest thing, is they are quick to give out their cell phone numbers.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. You think they wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because you would think it would give them away. But there are these websites where you can actually get free texting with a U.S. number. So they can text you all the time, no matter where they are, on their cell phone, and you think you're calling a U.S. number.
Yeah, that's very scary.
I mean, because somebody who is skeptical would go, oh, well, this is legitimate. I'm calling Norfolk, Virginia, or whatever they think they
are. Yeah.
So it makes sense. So, but here's the thing. These numbers are not real U.S. numbers, but you cannot tell it's not real just by looking at it, which most people would just visualize and go, oh, you know, okay, that's the area code. You would Google it, mm-hmm. and they go, okay, that's the area code. This is legit.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
But services like Facebook have their ways to weed them out. So you can't, like, I guess, use it to verify things on Facebook. You know, sometimes I guess they ask you for a phone number or YouTube, I guess, to confirm your account.
They ask you for a phone number, but I mean, I've never given them my phone
number. No, but you could not use this for that. You can't confirm your YouTube account with a number obtained from such sites. But then there's like some warnings, and this makes sense. If you just met somebody online, you're mm-hmm. not giving them your phone number right away.
No.
Not right away, no.
No. Maybe after you lick a foot via Skype.
Skype.
But a scammer will try to do that. And I've had this with, you know, too. We've heard this. You know, they want me to call them right away.
Yeah.
I got one 2 weeks ago from this Nicole Beard.
Will we be hearing from Nicole in the future?
No, because they got it for spam.
Damn it.
She wrote, I added you because, C-U-Z, I like your pick. If you had a week to live, how could you spend it? Oh, got to sign off right now. Text me right away. And then she leaves the text number.
She's dropping the number.
Mm. That's very interesting.
And all right. Ironically happened when you gave me the story.
This is a regional thing. In the U.S., people call the cell phone. Now, they're saying they're from the U.S. In other parts of the world, they call it a mobile. So if somebody's saying, hey, I live in California, here's my mobile number.
Yeah.
That's a clue. Right? I mean, I kind of go both ways with that. I use mobile sometimes.
Isolate that. Davin goes both ways.
And I do it mobily. No, but do you guys ever call it a mobile?
No.
No, never.
So they say if they say it's mobile, he's most likely African. I don't know if he's most likely African, but he's not from the U.S.
Well, people from the U.K. call it that, too.
See, I didn't even know you could get these fake numbers to sell.
No, I didn't either.
I had no idea. And like we talked about, you would not give out your number right away. And just meeting
right off
someone.
The bat, like I said, that one girl right off the bat, call me. Who are you?
Yeah, really.
Who are you? How could you not know that that's a scammer? Who are you?
People get
fooled all the time.
Well, there was another one that said, oh, you really look cute. I'd like to get...
Liar!
Right, exactly. Exactly. It gave me another mobile number thing. And it's like, really?
I know. Ridiculous.
So, yeah. So, if you're talking to somebody online and right off the bat, they're giving you their cell number or their mobile number, depending where you are, there's a good heads up. If they just want to text with you, I think that's a pretty good heads up, too. Because I don't think these work for phone calls. I think these numbers just work for texting and also regional. So if you live in the U.S. and they call them mobile, you might be a little concerned.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's why they want to give out these cell phone numbers, because now they can text wherever they are on their phone. So it sounds like they're always available. And remember, what these scammers want to build up the trust and the relationship as quickly as possible. So texting with you right away, back and forth, no matter what they're doing, you know, it hastens that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the one thing that you had pointed out to Joe. One of the reasons that your fake relationships were so successful is because you were spending a lot of time with them, and it was more instantaneous because Joe was basically emailing and you were IMing. So the more immediate the contact right away and the more frequently they can talk to you, the more they're going to be sucked in thinking you are.
I most certainly was. Speaking of Joe's relationships, let's go to that now.
Ah.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Always and forever. Just like a dream. That's somehow.
It's a dream to me, too. All right, Joe, since this was about you, why don't you wrap up? Because we stopped the conversation midway through. Why don't you give a nice little wrap up where we were and where we're going with this? Don't look. You were here. Well, what did we learn last week when we talked to Mavis? All right, Pip, what did we learn last week when we talked to Mavis?
Well, we learned that Mavis was really anxious to get back in touch with Dick El Dorado, and
right.
She was really interested in doing whatever that you seem to want her to do, or, you know, she seemed to want to be forthcoming so that she could get back to talk to Dick.
She also, as you recall, took all the blame for everything.
Yeah,
she was like, because I was starting to point out some differences.
She didn't throw Belinda under the bus.
She did not throw Belinda under the bus. I said it was because they had more invested in me.
Mm-hmm.
Joe came up with just as good of a theory. He's like, well, you know what? Belinda's not there. Let me just lie, get this through, and then we'll patch it up later on.
Yeah.
So I was starting to ask questions and everything.
Yeah, and we were really interested because it just did seem like, I mean, the sound quality was a little difficult, but we were not completely sure if we could tell that somebody was like coaxing her or not.
Well, we did hear Africans in the background.
Yeah, but that could have been like background.
Well, here's a little tease.
Okay.
I recently was speaking with an African, and they told me what was going on in the background.
Really? Because they could understand it.
And they told me what it was, and I will not reveal that tonight.
Oh, damn.
But we will reveal that in the future.
Okay, but I do, and like I said, my mummy's a little foggy because I was in a totally different place with a totally different portion of the show. That's why.
Well, your foot was just sucked on. I understand.
Well, no, but I could tell you what happened a year ago verbatim.
Right.
But anyway, nonetheless, when I did mention the noise, it sounded like somebody was feeding.
We weren't
lines.
Sure, though.
We weren't sure.
Because they were also helping with the tech support.
But you also brought up, Joe, it's a cafe. There's a whole, you know, how can you tell? So, but still, there's that possibility somebody's feeding them lines in there.
There is that possibility.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is the exact place. It's pretty much where it was. So I will hit play, and we can listen. She told me, you and her were long-time friends from England. Did you know that? No. I know it is a lie. Yet your fake Facebook profile had you living in England. Before I go on, do I need to turn this up a little bit for the people? I mean, because I'm pretty loud, but do you want me to turn it louder so we can hear her better?
Yeah.
So it's going to – so just tell me if it distorts.
So
I'm going to turn this up a little bit. But
yeah,
just,
chat room, you let me know if it's starting to like be too distorted.
Yeah, because I might be distorted on this.
Yeah, we want you to hear
1 point. You will do something about it. What will you do, Mavis?
Who's that guy?
Just a random African minding his own business, Joe.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, sure he is.
Either it's a guy getting coffee, or it's
a cafe. Could be helping somebody else. Could be coaching our girl. Your girl. My girl.
He's getting
you're washing your hands of everything tonight.
Hey, I don't want no part of this.
Pontius Pilate show.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Who came up with all these lies? I've discovered all these profiles.
Yeah.
Remember, I mentioned this before, where Mavis and Belinda are interchanged.
Yeah.
you know.
And they have the same, similar emails, like two, way too similar.
Right, but their names are like, you know, there's pictures of Mavis with Belinda's name and all this. We had done this on an earlier show.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I found all these things. Who did it? She's taking responsibility.
Okay.
All right. Also, one thing I want to point
Drama
out.
I mean.
Also, funny. Caught it. Caught it. I'm here. Also, one thing. When Mavis is typing.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to notice the last passage when she was answering back. You could hear that guy talking. So as we progress, when David asks her a question and she is responding, listen to see if anybody is talking close or remotely close in the background. And then when David is talking, listen to hear if there's anybody talking.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Also remember last week she was repeating things.
Yeah, she was.
She was repeating, but we didn't know, well, that might be something you do if you're trying to comprehend it, or something you do when you stall, or something you do when you're feeding it to somebody.
Usually it's a stall. You're right.
It's
so
a stalling
it's a,
to
so
come up
listen,
with a lie.
Listen when Mavis is responding.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear that voice that I was saying, who is
yeah,
this guy?
That guy?
Or any voice in the background that could be remotely doing. And if you hear it again, and then when David's talking, if there's a voice.
Yeah. Good point.
You did. Yes, you did. How many profiles? I'll type it too. How many profiles are there with the name Mavis Mills or other spellings of the same name did you create?
Sounds like she's asking somebody something.
Does sound like she's repeating it, at least.
Repeating it, and it sounds like somebody's answering her back.
Yeah, it does.
Joe, are you saying Mavis isn't what she's appeared to be?
She's my chick, dude.
After all we've been through with her.
It does
but
sound
it sounds
like yeah.
Right, sweetie, it sounds like she was asking somebody something, and you heard a response.
Yeah, well, I hope this doesn't impugn my gal.
I hope not. I would think not.
No. My gal has a good decency to have her answers in English from the other guy.
And the guy standing right there on camera feeding it to her.
Exactly.
There's no hocus pocus with your girl.
No, she's straightforward bullshit.
Son of a bitch is right there waving, hi. Hi, damn it. All right, you got to tell him this. Don't mind me. I'm just talking with her.
Don't mind the man behind the curtain. Yeah.
Gee, how come I see the pencil moving on the screen, but your fingers aren't moving? What's up with that?
Yeah. It's gumbo.
All right, so Dick El Dorado's a little upset that Mavis might not be what she appears to be.
Mm.
No.
Well, it sounds that way. I hope it's just a misunderstanding.
I think.
Let's get these two kids back together.
Joe, it's love. She said she loves you.
I understand that. Well, somebody told her to say she loves me, apparently.
Your feet are irresistible.
Right, there you go.
If only you guys would have shared your foot. None of this would be happening. Right now. That's not true. Truthful. All right, Jay, you're going apoplectic over
there.
A couple of things. Number one, you can hear it. You can hear it that she's asking and she's getting questions fed. Now,
I just want to trust.
Right. Now, another thing, when you're asking about these pitches that are being used, is this Julie Love's pitches?
For who? For Mavis?
For Mavis. Or you also
the
mentioned
multiple,
the multiple thing. The multiple profiles. Is
Mavis was using porn star Ann Angel, among others.
Oh, okay. But was Julia Love's?
Well, that was the original one that Belinda was,
right?
Yeah. But that there's other girls. You don't have to limit yourself,
right? But that, there's also a,
when
there's
Mavis first came onto the scene, she was not Ann Angel, the one she used later on.
Oh,
so
what right. was she looking like before?
Still, like a girl next door type of porn star.
Okay, so she changed up on different profiles the picture.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah. It's so confusing to keep your stories and your profiles straight.
Yeah, you know.
But you could hear that she's being fed lines, and you could hear that she's asking questions.
It seems like that.
It breaks my heart. Does this mean I cancel my wedding?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You get a refund.
No, but this is Mavis.
Well, that's true. That's a very good point. This is Mavis.
This is Mavis. They
just met online. That's what this is.
Two innocent kids.
But Belinda told Mavis, come clean, baby. Come clean.
See, and Mavis is saying yes.
Your
yes.
girl's a skank, Joe.
I'm the bad girl.
Mavis is taking the bullet.
And doesn't have the common courtesy to show the person feeding her the line.
Exactly. Just rude.
Guy couldn't just, geez, son of a bitch couldn't just wave. Hey, chief.
Floozy. <Here you go, boss.
laughs> Floozy. Yeah. We'll continue.
You did the same profile. But you just told me you knew only one. Why did you just lie to me? Do you think I am a dummy?
Bring your kids to work day at the cafe.
Yeah, right?
That's
a little daycare's a bitch. You know, that money hasn't come in yet from Australia.
Not was what you were saying. It is a cafe. I mean, there's people there. Yeah, a little kid. But you could still, there is some guy, and you can hear the guy feeding her lines, and you can hear her asking him what to do.
Yeah. I mean, we can't speak their language, but damn, it's exactly what they're doing.
It's blatant.
Yeah.
Shall we continue?
Yes.
All right.
Are there pictures with the name Mavis, or pictures you stole her name? Why did I have to say something? Why couldn't you just tell me? I'm sorry.
She's got some splaining to do.
Yeah.
So during this part right here, you know, listen. I can hear the guy talking to her, because you want to know something. If I'm being asked that question, I got a guy. Could you help?
We're going to need management.
Going to need management, and management's sitting right there. So this guy is probably guiding her through, and you can hear. Now, obviously, you're going to hear sounds like there was a guy talking loud in the background. Yeah. That's just some dude getting a latte, whatever the hell they drink over there, you know. But the guy that you can like, that's the dude. That's the dude.
You hear the high pitched mumbling of her, and then you hear
that, and that's the guy. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Trucker Tom says, Jesus, sounds more like 911 audio than a scammer chat.
It's terrible.
And I can tell you one thing, man, on that last question, it's a busy day at the office, because they've got to come up with, you know, a hell of a solution.
Was I too harsh on your gal, Joe? is Dick Eldorado mad at fake David? I'm just trying to protect you. You're a gentle soul.
Dick Eldorado's starting to see the light.
He's trying to pull the tropical wind on your girl.
Right.
I'm looking out for my pal.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to see what the deal is with my gal. I got my pal and my gal. And, you know, I think I'm keeping my calm, though, on this.
You are. I mean, you're just like, well, why didn't you tell me? Why do I have to ask you to pull it out of you? Why didn't you just say it?
Because that was Plan B explaining this crap.
Yeah. But
They usually just buy it.
Right.
But like I said, the questions that you're asking, I mean, she's there with the guy. And let me tell you, it's a busy day at the office.
Because
they've got some explaining to do.
All right, we'll continue. Alright, so I just said, because it's a little garbled, but you know, I said, you tell me the truth only when I ask you. Do you see my problem with that?
Yeah.
Funny thing about liars. They make you drag out things.
It's like an interrogation.
You know, a lot of times if you got something to hide, you talk in circles, too.
Yes. Mm. Oh, yes.
Mm. Stay tuned for investigations I'm working on. Go on. I will.
You're sorry for everything. You wanted to go for a lie.
You're sorry for everything. You wanted my friend to fall for a lie.
Oh. Well, she said she's sorry for everything, and that,
so
you were repeating
she
what she said.
Now I feel bummed. She lied to me.
She's come clean, just like
how could she lie? You know, how could she lie to me?
I don't know.
I'm on death. Think,
well, especially
I'm getting pissed.
Dick Eldorado's upset.
I'm getting pissed.
He's risen from the near death.
Dick Eldorado was a real person.
Oh yeah,
okay, he is. Joe,
Dick Eldorado is a real person.
Supposedly, he had a couple of podcasts that nobody will ever hear. Yeah, sure you will. 9 months later,
somebody was driving me like
your podcast. Horse, anyway. Your podcast is like the missing episode of The Honeymooner. Sure, it'll come out 40 years later.
Yeah. Somebody's kept me busy lately.
Well,
but anyway, however, if I was this guy that was living in a house that got flooded out and got beaten up by a car salesman and a mob, and had a cat named Mr. Whiskers, and it's recently lost my, if this was all real. Purposely lying to such a sad sack like that.
You almost make it sound like, Joe, you think they're bad people.
No.
Knowing all of that. I mean, look, not for nothing. She did have to sit through that shit poetry. But,
so did I, but I didn't lie to you. I told you it sucked right to your face. I respect you enough to tell you when you suck.
But you got a lot of respect for me.
I certainly do. I respect nobody more than I respect you.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. I think you respect me a lot, too.
But like
you
I
earned
said,
some tonight.
But it kind of makes you feel good that I was lying to him. Really? Well, you want to know something? You know how much fun I had writing that shit poetry? You were lying to me. However, you had to sit there and read that shit chowder that I was writing you.
And now she's going
through. And answer back, so fuck you too.
She's going through the interrogation from Bad Davin.
No, wait a second.
Yeah.
Do you people feel that I am not a good interrogator, that my methods are not honest. I think I've been very fair with her.
No. That's not it. I'm just saying that, like he said, this is a tough day at the office.
Listen,
she's on the hot seat because she loves Dick so much.
Well, here's the thing. If you're truthful and honest, this is a conversation.
Look.
If you're not, this is an interrogation.
Look. She's expecting to go on. You have beautiful eyes. So do you. I wish I was sitting there with you. I wish I was there, too. No. It's like freaking court.
But she's not expecting that from me. She knows I'm defending you.
Yeah.
She knows I'm in love with another.
But still, she's expecting something like that with pleasantries and nonsense.
Then she's a moron.
Is it hot there? But she's getting grilled.
Well, let's be honest. I am much more direct with her.
Oh, yeah. Hell
although
yeah.
I do call Belinda on the carpet quite a bit, too. Right.
Yeah, but not as much as this. But
I'm not in love with her.
But like right. I said, she's going there thinking, it'll probably be some fluff stuff, and I can say, but you know what? I'm going to bring the boss with me, right? And this guy lays into both of them, and they're both like, hamana, 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 hamana. You know, and they got to think of stuff quick. Even though you're typing, you were asked a question. You've got to respond, not like within seconds, but quick enough.
Yeah, faster.
And you can't screw this up. I'm trying to get Dick Eldorado's money. He's coming into money. This guy and the other guy's coming into money. This could blow the whole deal. So we got to think of something quick, and we got to be damn good at it right now, this minute.
Yeah, really fast.
So, it's a rough day at the office for them.
By the way, Tom says, wait. Dick Eldorado is fake? What are you going to do, ruin Santa Claus next?
I actually portray both.
Funny? Funny?
That's true.
Do you need me to talk to Mrs. Claus for you? some stuff you need to find out? Maybe she's been horsing around with an elf from Ghana. I'll find out for you, Joe.
Probably welcome with a limp, too.
Sure. Shall we continue?
Yes,
sir. How can I believe
what is this about only love? I'm.
Why is she? What this is about? She says it's only love. I'm like, how you expect me about that? It's always about the money.
Did you say that?
Yeah. But you want to know
part.
You want to know something? It reminds me of when they dragged Hussein into court for the simple reason it is, and I'll tell you why.
It sounds like the 9/11 tapes were dragging Hussein.
No.
I'm just talking to a scammer, for God's sake.
No,
people.
What I'm saying is when they dragged Hussein into court, you did this, you did that, never back down once. He never backed down once. Well, that's what I got. Never backed down.
Yeah.
He didn't feel sorry. He didn't care. He didn't. The scammer being questioned, being grilled, being, well, it's love. I'm telling you, did not back down, is not backing down. What I'm getting at is that same type of bravado is this, what this woman has, or these people
true.
Have. They're being questioned. You didn't love. Well, we did. Well, we did. Well, it's love. Really? Really?
Really?
After all that, you still have the audacity to say it's love?
That's the story, Joe.
Yeah, that's
and they stick to, and you got to give them that no matter how tough it gets, they still stick to the story.
That's my story, and I'm sticking
to it.
Shall we continue?
You got to hand it to the, in that respect, you got to hand it to her.
Yeah, she's really quite admirable.
No, she's not on it.
I said admirable.
Her. Admirable, yes.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to admire the balls on that.
Yeah. So stick to it and fortitude is really an inspiration.
Exactly, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure fake Davin swayed by it.
No, you're not, but just in this real Davin, she's still, you really? I'm in love still.
Well, her team's got bigger balls than some do. I'll just leave it at that. Well, go on.
Help from you and Linda, 0337 in your email.
Hold on here. But again, what I do with every scammer, every scammer we've ever had, I always give him an out.
Yeah.
Where I will call off the dog. Every scammer we've had.
But that's where I get back to what I just said.
Yeah.
What ball? You could at this point. All right, look, you got me. Or the car, you know what? I gotta go, and you never hear from them again. They're throwing it. You're throwing it at them, and they're just throwing it right back at you. They're not backing. They're not backing down as much as you're not.
Right.
They're not.
Right. But they can end their suffering. This is February, Joe.
But what I'm saying is they have as much tenacity and balls as you do.
I wonder if they have a show.
sounds like they do in the background.
Hope their audio is better than ours. We need to find out who their broadcaster is.
Yeah, really.
Stupid ice cast. All right, go on. Why? That is wrong. You are not doing your question. I sent an email to address an answer to why to men. I don't believe you. Like you will not forget your past. I just asked her, who are you protecting? If you tell the truth, I can protect you.
Oh.
I am issuing something else. I am now introducing another element to the game. Because remember, I am a bad man.
Yes.
Who, besides being a drunk and a porn writer, and apparently a philanderer, I have hitmen in Africa. Remember, I have hitmen in Africa, and I know black magic. I know Sakawa. But I can protect her if she comes clean right now.
And I can just picture the guy that's feeding her lines head exploding right next to her. Like, who does he think he is trying to get my trick?
I don't think it's a white pimp from Detroit.
No, probably not.
I don't think it's Huggy Bear.
No, it's not. But it's like just the outrage of like, what? You think you could protect my bitch?
Be a better life. You can come here, meet Dick Eldorado.
And God knows that sounds like a really wonderful life.
I know somebody who might be in favor in it. She's got a bad leg right now, but she might be supporting it.
I'm interested. I could not completely make out what she said was her excuse for having those similar numbers.
Just so she could remember her number. 0337.
Yeah.
So just so they can remember the password.
Ironic, though.
That's what I said. Belinda said the same thing. Yeah, I don't think that's it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Party line. We have, this is what you say. But again, my girl's not dirty. Just Joe's girl. That they met on the internet. It's a shame for Dick Eldorado.
It is.
Let's move on. All right, it's really hard to hear. So I say you expect me to believe you took Belinda's information and created profiles without her knowledge.
Yeah, good question.
And, you know, that's what Belinda said to me at one time, that yeah. Mavis stole this stuff.
Yeah, right.
But we'll go, we'll listen more.
All right.
Yes. Why would you think that to a friend?
I'm going to go to the hospital. She told me. I know she told you. She told me too. But to me, it seems like we have two wives. So, why did you take her name and only be when did she tell you? Not by
pretty much it. I will go over the last portion because the sound got a little harder.
Yeah, a little
yeah.
But I got the transcript. But you know, it's good that I have this because now I know what they're saying.
Yeah.
But let's see. So we'll take it back a little bit. Should we go? So she tells me that so she doesn't forget her password. That was the thing with the email. Everybody heard that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need me to go I need to go a little bit further up, or you got good from that point?
No, we heard
yeah, right.
We heard that
about start from there. That's fine. Yeah.
I go, you and Belinda have the same excuse. Given both of your history, I believe the answer might be to walk away from both of you.
Ooh.
So I'm telling her, me and Dick, out.
Out.
That's a lot of time and money invested in me.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. She goes, please, I'm telling to the truth. I go, who are you protecting? With a bunch of question marks. She goes, but can you please forgive me? I go, if you tell the truth. She goes, I'm telling the truth. I go, so am I to believe you took Belinda's Agnes name and created profiles without her knowledge? She goes, yep. I go, why would you do that to a friend? She goes, Belinda's the same as Agnes, which we now know.
Right.
I go, I know that. Did you know that all along? She goes, she told me. I go, so why did you take her names and use them? When did she tell you? Do not lie to me or this will be over. Then I go, what are you doing? Which Joe heard me. She goes, the camera's not good. I go, and then she goes, that's why. I go, okay. I go, so answer my question. She goes, my time is up.
Ah!
She goes, okay, to be continued. She goes, I will chat with you. I go, okay. So that's what that is. Do you want to hear real quick the chat afterwards? Or do you want to that I had with her afterwards? Or do you want to evaluate that? You want to go? What do you want to do?
I'll leave that to next week.
Yeah.
The chat I had with her afterwards?
Yeah, I leave that to next week. And I'll tell you why. Because basically, you just asked us some very important questions. Got to go.
Yeah.
So let's leave it with that with the audience.
So what do you think? But we've learned some things tonight.
Well, we've learned that she definitely has somebody giving her the lines.
Well, I mean, we don't know definitely.
I mean, it was so apparent.
You could hear it. You could hear
it. Yeah.
I hate to believe that way of people.
Really? Come on.
With this attitude, it's going to be impossible for me to invite you to my wedding in Ghana. I just want you both to know that.
Please.
We'll feed you the vows.
But you know what? In her defense... She hasn't really given up Belinda yet.
No, she's been taking it all on herself.
So there still leaves that little bit of a shadow of a doubt that maybe Belinda doesn't know everything that's going on.
Is there honor among thieves? Not
I
normally.
I think it's honor among thieves.
Yeah. Not normally, but I mean, I think that they've banded together.
If you're working with somebody or you know somebody, you're a friend, and you get called on the carpet about something... You might be doing with them or something that you both are doing, but you're trying to cover for each other.
Yeah.
If you're on the carpet, you have no choice to take the brunt of it yourself and speak for and make you the object of the problem because you really can't speak for the other person. You don't want to put the other person's foot in couch in case they get asked the same question.
Well, let me ask you this.
I said this last week.
Let me ask you the question. If this is a well-oiled machine, why are they not telling Mavis – what's coming? Belinda's already experienced this with me a few times. Belinda's already experienced the questions on the video chat, and she knows I have suspicions and that I don't. Why would you not tell Mavis, listen, here's our story.
Just in case you deviate from it, you know, they give you a little bit more, you know, freedom to deviate from
it. Yeah, but she seemed completely seemed completely taken aback by all this.
Caught off guard.
Yeah.
Hubris. They think they are so full of themselves. They think they can handle any white American.
I guess that can be part of it. I also think, you know what? If they're working together, they're not working together well. It's not really tight. The faction.
Well,
before.
I think that's the way we said it last week. Where you go, Joe? You know, it's you're talking about a small, poor country. It's not like a Fortune 500 company. It's well run, but getting back to that, they're not the, you know.
Well, some are better run than other ones.
Well, maybe this is a little more of a ragtag than we thought.
I mean, especially with the email thing, you got to have an answer for that because I've asked.
Yeah.
You know, once Belinda starts getting these questions,
knowing
that my pal Dick Eldorado's talking to Mavis.
Right.
Because I did it with Jug. All right, stupid, here's what we're doing. Yeah. You know, I mean, why don't they go... You know, click, click, click. You know, do a little sacrifice of chicken and get together on this.
Because I think it's easy to go, well, I don't know. It was all me. I don't know.
But maybe
it was
but,
all
but
me.
Belinda,
I don't know. But it's
Belinda
easy
knows
to...
that doesn't work with me.
Yeah.
Belinda knows I'm not your average Mugu.
Yeah. Most people just, they want to believe what they want to believe. So even if they're hitting a wall with the questioning, they're just going to fill in the gaps in their own head and try to make it right because they want to rationalize their time with this bad
person. It also could be the fact where we've invested so much time, but we haven't got a dime out of them. Well, there's only a certain amount that we're going to do before, you know, there's a certain amount we're going to do before we start losing money.
Yeah,
before we have to go.
I don't know, Joe. They just spent I didn't have the whole thing here, but it was about an hour they spent on me
but still, it gets a point like during the day. There's customers that drive us. You know, I want this at this price. You know, you shorted me 20 pieces on that. You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm going to take my business elsewhere. You get to a point after all this, it's called firing a customer.
Yes.
And there's sometimes when, you know what? Knock yourself out, Chief, because it's costing me more money than I'm making to deal with you and return. And
so you think the people that are running this are the same people that run Chase?
Okay. No, these guys are better run.
Yes.
But
this
think,
is more
you know,
successful enterprise.
And I think the other thing to add into this is the first time I said I can protect you. I'm adding
that
another adding
ballsy.
Another element to Fake Davin's repertoire.
But that's also, I was making the whole Huggy Bear kind of bizarro thing, but that really is kind of a dangerous move because, these guys, if they're using these women as their front for their business, it's just like, you're trying to take a girl away from a pimp. It's dangerous.
Well, if they've talking it all to Belinda, they know I'm a crazy son of a bitch.
However, you might be crazy, you're a Mugu, and this, that, and the other thing. That's alleged. Well, it's all alleged. It's all fucking alleged. But it was realistic. It's all alleged. It could be. However, you're being a, let me know who, you know, who you're doing this for, whatever. You've got a guy feeding your lines, you know, sitting right next to you. This guy is part of the syndicate that you're working for. You got a big problem because you got to backpedal because you got him sitting right there.
Yeah.
And God forbid you let up one bit of that, you're up Schitt's Creek. You know what? You're a legend. He's real. He's sitting right there. You're working for him, or you're all in this together.
Yeah.
So she's got a hell of a problem. She's got to be careful how she answers.
Yeah.
Now, in Fake Davin's defense, he's never been caught in a lie.
That's true.
You know, I've had answers for
everything.
I've been to Ghana. I named places.
Tucker Thompson's really Yogi Unbearable, smarter than the average Boogoo. He's doubting you. He's
doubting. Do you want to eat more, Tom?
He's doubting your pimp hand.
But like,
I got two shots of hot sauce next week. That says otherwise,
the
Tom.
The thing is that you're still allegedly.
Yeah.
This person that you're working
for. So you think she has to stick to the plan
because
of fear?
She has to stick because the guy is sitting right next to her.
Yeah.
They're in on this scam. What are you going to backpedal in front of this guy?
No.
You have a better chance when she's back at the house doing that.
Yeah. There's no way she would ever go, really? You could see
not
me
with
the
guy
sitting there?
Not with the guy sitting there.
I mean, he might
she's
not.
Dead in the water. Who knows what they'll do to her?
Sucks to be her.
Yeah.
I guess she screwed with the wrong people.
Yeah.
Well, and also, even if you're speaking in English and she's explaining, it sounded almost like she was repeating some of it in English, though. So I'm like, or was I crazy?
No, she was. So why wouldn't she repeat it in her? I guess that would be a giveaway.
That would be a giveaway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The guy's sitting right there, dude.
She's saying it
there's
in
only,
English.
Really?
So it's like,
Cuban tech support.
I was going to say. I was going to.
Anything's possible. I'll
say,
tell you what they said in a few months.
If she was saying it in her own language, first of all, you'd be like, why are you repeating things to yourself in your own language? That would be really creepy.
To help me remember better.
But the other thing is, I was going to say, if he didn't understand English very well, she could be saying, like, help me, you know, get me out of this situation.
Hey, we were in the same situation here when I was doing General Bulldog McIvey.
Yeah.
I mean, I really can't. He's feeding me lines. He's updating me. I mean, it's the same. It's the thing.
Yeah.
Why? Because we didn't want to blow it.
Right. Right.
You know, like I said, I had, and believe me, because I could not hear the guy. I mean, when I heard the audio, it was better on the audio, but when I'm actually doing the bit, and believe me, I could not hear the guy. Believe me, I was relieved when he was starting to feed me, letting go what the guy was saying, and I could, and it's important, and it was pauses in that, you know, when I was, you could hear it when I delivered the lines, it's the same here. It's the same there. You can hear the pauses and stuff like that.
Right.
She's only got these, like I said, they got balls. They're sticking with the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And when she goes, tell me who you're working for, what's going on. I love Dick Eldorado. I love you. Damn right she does.
Yeah.
The guy is sitting right next
there.
To her.
All right. So next week we'll continue with the post-video chat conversation I had with Mavis.
Yes.
And we'll also check in with my gal Belinda on the same day that I spoke to Mavis.
Cool.
So we have other things to look forward to. Of course. Of course, we also have the comedian who's going to be calling in and telling us about his exploits with Bank of America and collection agencies. So we got a big show. But before that, we got to thank some people for letting us do this. We'd like to thank Success Martial Arts, great for learning karate and self-defense, perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. See, if you're in Mavis's position,
and mutual Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Yes.
While Mavis need protection from the scammer, you need protection.
Well, I mean, if Mavis had gone to Success Martial Arts, she could throat chop or karate kick or do something with the scammer that she's afraid of next to him. You know, and just open up to me and be as honest as she wants to.
She could.
Mavis Mills should take that scam money and go to Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. And if she wanted to learn more, she could call the United States at 845-469. 1716, or she could even check them out at smacenters.com. Go for it, Mavis. You're an honest gal. smacenters.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can also go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. And we just did our comedy show there. We had Pete Michaels. We had Chris Roach. We had Scott Schnendlinger. Great show.
Oh, Scotty, had Scotty too with Chris? Oh, good, good, good.
Great show. Great show, food. Yeah. You know, always a good time at Francesco. So we're going to probably do another one in January, I'm thinking, at the end of January. But, man, you got – and if you're having your Christmas party, Francesco's got a great party room.
Yeah, they do.
So you might want to check that out. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the freshest, fresh deliciousness of a water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on our premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmeal for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. Sorry, Pip, they don't have foot.
Oh, darn.
They offer some unique deli specials.
Tongue?
They have toe jam.
Puddle.
like the zombie, which is a potato pancake. Hey, Hanukkah's coming. And fresh brisket smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut.
How good is that?
Oh, man.
How good is that? That sounds so good.
Yeah.
Get that sometime.
We will. Yeah. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They are open at 5 a.m. through Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off. How awesome is that?
Nice.
Yeah.
Side Splitting Productions, my company. You need a Santa Claus. You need a comedian. You need a band. You want to have a murder mystery. You want to give me a call. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com or call me on my phone. It's a real American cell phone. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip, where can people hear this?
People can hear us live on Tuesdays at hawkradio.net, WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, cyannetradio.com, talksuperstation.com, macdaddyradio.com, iHeartRadio, and the Indie Authority. And you can download previous shows at davincomedy.com, davinsden.com, podalmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, and iHeartRadio.
Yo, you really got to get that Android app. It's like free. If you got an Android phone, it's free. It's easy. You can listen on the go. You really should listen. It's good. I got it on my phone, funny enough.
If I didn't have a lazy old crappy phone, I would definitely download that because it sounds like it's so easy.
Reason enough for you to upgrade.
Joe?
Turd Pants is a weekly audio and sometimes video podcast hosted by Fluffy from Fluffy Talks on YouTube, Mike Wixon from the Humble and Fred radio show, and Massimo from Massimo's Definition on YouTube. They talk about all kinds of wild shit. YouTube, the messed up news, stuff that happens to them in real life, and most of the time their discussions end with some kind of gross conclusion. The Watson and Watson Show. Yes, the Watson and Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on Watson and Watson.com.
Joe, where are you going to be this week?
At the compound on Friday night, drinking my tail off, dressed as Dick Eldorado, and that's it. Oh, the governor's on Sunday. Governor's on Sunday in Levittown.
Okay. This Friday and Saturday, Davin's Den Comedy Tour version 2.0 heads to Chattanooga, Tennessee at the Vaudeville Cafe. I'm going to be touring with Larry DeFelice, who you guys have heard as anti-Semitic Elmo, Little Devil, Fire Marshal Bill, and many more.
I love him.
Larry's a frequent contributor to the show. We're also going to be seeing the lovely and talented Morgane, and I will be bringing fish sauce and and dog food.
Yeah, please leave it out of the state, too.
So if you want to see Morgane suffer and listen to some comedy, make sure you go. Go to the Vaudeville Cafe. For tickets, call 423-517-1839. 423-517-1839. Guys, this has been a blast. Been a little bit of a bumpy road.
Yeah. But we smoothed it out.
We certainly did. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.
Good night.
Good night.